Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Tuesday, August 24th, 2010.
Episode 6.18, the NFC South Assessment Show.
Cannot wait for this one. Every team to hear seems to be better to me. Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
How could the New Orleans Saints be better? Okay. They won the Super Bowl.
Okay, you got a point there. Year, this is a division that is overall total stronger.
Even the Bucks?
Even the Bucks are better.
Well, we got some injury news.
We do have
Bucks.
Some injury news, but you know what? Even with that, I still think that this team is a better team. This is an exciting division. I'm excited to talk about it. Panthers are way better. They got rid of Jake DeLome home again.
All right. Well, we had our first visit down south, shall we say.
Yes, we did.
That was pretty nice. I hope you people have been enjoying the articles that have been going up.
Yeah, lots of writing on the website.
On the web, so make sure you check
some
it out.
Some of it's highly controversial. I put up something that I think will get some people's panties in a wad.
www.nflrnr.com. Check it out. And before we get to the South, we'll get to NFL news in a moment. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
All right, man. Lots of football going on now. People getting hurt. Big news in Minnesota.
You know, I actually had the Carpenters, can't we stop hurting each other? Because the injuries are piling up like bodies along a roadside. The carnage is getting thick.
I cannot remember, and I watch a lot of preseason football.
Do you really?
And I cannot remember a preseason.
Me neither.
Where the hitting is this intense.
Violent, would you say?
Violent would be the word. Yeah, sure.
I mean, I agree. Preseason is supposed to. There's kind of an unwritten code of conduct in the NFL about how one. It's played very much like the Pro Bowl, kind of like the All-Star game, where you kind of you hold back just a little bit because you don't want to kill anybody because these games don't count.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
And then you got crazy people like Philip Rivers that we saw Saturday night laying himself out to tackle.
That was one of the articles.
Guy.
You know, you just don't ease up.
You don't let
and
up. These guys have got one engine.
As the intensity of some of these guys on the bubble trying to make a roster increases, you got them just going all out and killing people.
Yeah, yep.
Last night, the Arizona Cardinals... the Tennessee Titans,
I guess,
for whatever
Tennessee decided
reason,
that it was blitz night.
Well, a lot of teams this week decided it was blitz night.
But the Titans are a little better at it than a lot of teams. I mean, they're missing so many
well,
of
the
their...
The Chargers blitzed the bejesus out of the Cowboys.
They did, and they seem to be enjoying it. You know what? Everything seems to be a little personal right now around the league. It's like there's a natural rivalry between Dallas and San Diego, and the rivalry is...
Why?
Well,
is
no, here's
rivalry?
The rivalry.
Other than
it's
the fact
the
that Ron Rivera tried to get a head coaching job with the Cowboys, and he was turned down, and so now he's the defensive coordinator of San Diego, and I'm probably just like, you know what? This is what you're missing out on, and he just blitzed the bejesus. It's a second preseason game.
Well, this is the thing. So people understand, it is the third preseason game where teams actually begin to game plan for the team that they'll be facing that week. That means we actually sit down, we have meetings with our coordinators about the opponent whom we'll be facing. Up to this point, all it is we do what we do.
Michelle Tafoya almost made Matt Leinart cry yesterday when she interviewed him on the sideline.
I didn't see that.
I mean, the dude was like, I'm all right. I'm all right. I think he said, I'm all right. Four times
I didn't
during
see that.
That interview with Michelle Tafoya. You don't watch late into the games. So
I didn't finish watching. I was working last night.
It was after halftime. You know, she, you know, talked about it, and he was like, well, you know, you don't really game plan for this, and you know, they blitzed a lot, and we got, you know, things that we gotta work on. And I'm all right. I'm all right.
Maybe he had a concussion and he didn't know it. I'm all right. I mean, I'm all right. I'm all right.
He didn't look all right.
No. And you know what?
And the fact that, and even, okay, Trisha picked up on this.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is you got pulled and in came Derek Anderson to work with the first teamers.
Yes.
Now, a lot of teams this week played their first string offense and first string defense for an entire two quarters just about.
The first half. That's right.
And after the first quarter, Wisenhunt said, you know what, Matt? three series, you haven't gained a first down, go sit down, I'm going to bring in Dreck. And when they bring in Dreck to replace you?
Derek Anderson, for those who don't speak rants and raves.
I don't know. And then so then Derek Anderson gets a chance to work with the first team,
which is good for him. He needs that.
But it's if not you're gonna like be the he backup. Was any better.
He was better because he actually got a couple field goal range.
They got a couple first
and
downs.
He was able to complete passes. And then here's the domino effect from Steven from this, which I highlighted in the article that's on the website.
Yes.
But I didn't go into detail about it because it's a little tedious and boring to go into the details in writing. But the bottom line is it made them go four deep at quarterback last night, and that domino effect means that they cannot hide one of their two rookies on the practice squad, which they had wanted to. In order for you to hide someone on a practice squad, they cannot play in the preseason. This means you now have to go through the waiver process with these players if you're going to be able to have any chance of retaining them, or you have to have them on your active roster. Mm.
Let them go on the waivers. They'll clear waivers. Trust me.
Well, this is my They'll point in my waivers. Article. Is do they even have a good backup quarterback? And I don't know.
It's Dreck.
It's Dreck. And I'm sorry. Dreck is a competent backup quarterback, I think, probably. But if that's all they've got, they're hurting. And I
heard
them.
Jeff Garcia still available.
Well, and as I said in my article, with Brett Favre doing what he did, and that's NFL news that is broken since literally the second we went off the air. You know, Brett, if you could just check with us once before you come out of retirement, it would help us immensely. Just kind of, you know, just hit us on the hip, you know, a little text, and so that we don't just put a show in the can and then find out, oh, by the way, Brett's coming back to play again.
I heard Trent Green turned down the Chicago Bears. He's available.
He has turned down the Chicago Bears. And Trent Green, I just love. Trent Green is the reason that Kurt Warner became Kurt Warner.
Yes, exactly.
Going back to the Rams days a billion years ago.
Yes.
And now Kurt Warner being gone is the reason Arizona's in the bind that they're in. And it would be quite ironic if Trent Green bailed them
wonder
out. But I wanted Sage Rosenfeld is what I'm saying.
Yes, I did see in the article.
Well, you saw in the article, but no one else read
it. Well, how do you know no one else read it?
Well, I know Trisha's read it because she said that was a nice article.
Well, you know what?
It hasn't been up very long. So I just, and since no one's listening to the show, it's only been up for a couple
hours.
I'm
going to tell you exactly how many people have already read it.
Okay. I'm going to guess 15.
You're
going to be my guess.
That's
guess? An optimistic guess, 15. Because I haven't looked at it. And I know Trisha has. And
62 reads.
Wow. Well, that got some people's attention.
Yeah.
Because that's only been up a couple hours.
So there you go. So
because Steve is doing so much fancy stuff on the website that I can't post stuff by myself now. I need someone to hold my hand.
No, well, I need to teach you. Cause,
you do, you but know. Dude, it looks awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
My God. I mean, I look at this. I'm like, is this NFL.com?
Yeah, well,
oh, wait. No.
This whole, the whole, you know.
Motif.
Image. Yeah. Now,
motif.
It has to change now.
It has to change?
Yeah.
Again?
Yes. Well,
you did all this work.
I know. But it basically, the layout will stay the same, just the boxes, the round boxes don't go with the square images anymore.
Is that the only problem?
That's I have a problem with that.
I know visually, you know, aesthetically, we want everything to be perfect.
Yes.
But I must say, what you've done is so cool. And if there's no way to round off those corners of the picture boxes and the little slideshow on the homepage.
Slideshow looks great.
It's fantastic, except for the dome. It's a dome.
I had no other picture.
I know. We need to get more pictures.
And I had actually purchased that picture, so I have permission to put it up there.
There you go.
Yes.
But it's a dome.
But the picture of Philip Rivers is a picture I took.
I know.
Not at the game.
Not at this game.
Yes, but, you know, at a game.
Well, you know what?
And we do have permission to show.
All images that you see on our website, we have permission for. Just know that. We're not breaking any laws that
we
know of.
That's correct. And that's my Brett Favre picture when we were in Green Bay.
I remember. Beautiful Lambeau Field. He's wearing the purple. He's under center.
He's getting ready.
The ball's coming right into his hands.
Yes. That was my action shot.
So on trivia, Ocho Cinco was fined $25,000 for tweeting.
$25,000 bones. You know what, Chad? If you're listening, dog, I could use $25,000 right now in my life. So I tell you what, let me do the tweeting for you, okay? And then you just give me the $25,000. How about
just
how about that?
Boy.
Can we do that?
Never meaning no harm.
Uh-oh. I know where you're going.
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Yeah.
Talk to me. That was actually for Chad. That was just that was literally never meaning no harm.
Well,
he's been in trouble with Goodell since the day he was born.
He has been. He is just trouble. I thought you were talking about Bill's tight end.
No, not
Sean Nelson.
Not Sean Nelson.
Yeah. Substance abuse.
Substance. He abused a substance. He took a
suspended 4 games.
See, he took a bag of flour and he dropped it off a high building. That was the substance abuse.
No, think that was the substance abuse.
Because that's very abusive to the substance.
Why can't... You know what? I'm going to read what this young man who's been very active on the website.
All right.
What he had to say.
Listener thought.
He basically said, I don't see what makes these players think that they can beat the system. They're going to get caught. It's bound to happen. My question is, why is it only 4 games? I also think that Brian Cushing didn't get a big enough suspension. A season-long punishment should be in effect in my eyes. I mean, it should be no practice time, you can't be with your team, etc. Because the lesson that is being taught to little kids right now is if you get caught using roids, you only have to sit out like 4 games.
The first time you get caught. They want to be lenient with first offenders and give them a chance to clean up their act.
No, you use roids? Get out of my league for a year.
What about HGH?
Get out of my league for a year.
What about a little purple drink?
Anything.
What about a little purple drink?
You are taking
is
to
that performance
try to
enhancing?
No, that's just.
That's my point.
And that's worse. That's 2 years. That's 2 years out of my league.
Because you're so stupid that you're taking a sedative? Yeah,
no, like you're making a purple concoction.
You're
out of codeine.
Talk about substance abuse. Jolly Ranchers are seriously being abused. That is not what they were intended for. You're abusing the Jolly Rancher.
So I understand what the kid is saying. It's like, it's not a good look. If I'm a young football player and I see Brian Cushing, I'll just, you know what? I've been working out too much. What was the syndrome he said?
Yeah, no, it was excessive.
Overactive.
Overusing his muscles. Overusing his muscles. Dude, you have no idea what it's like to be ripped like that.
So is Albert Haynesworth underusing his muscles?
Well, they're deteriorating right before his eyes. And no one's being sensitive to poor Albert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, this
He's
poor man.
He's a 9-year veteran. What's he doing out there in the third quarter with third stringers and stuff?
He has a disease, Steven. He has a muscle degenerative disease.
Speaking of Albert,
and you're mocking.
I'm sorry. I am mocking him.
He
has apologize for your issue.
You know what Coach Shanahan calls his disease?
What?
A headache.
A headache, yeah. Well, Shanahan and Albert had closed door meeting.
I suspect
the conversation,
that things flew around the room. Could you imagine?
The conversation between them two is not being discussed.
No.
It's closed doors, whatever state
that
was
closed
said,
door? You know how loud that conversation would have been? You wouldn't even have to put a glass up to the wall to hear what was going on inside there.
I'm sure you could have been on the other side of the door and heard what was going on.
I'm sure you could have been in the next building and heard what was going on. And I want to know. We need leaks.
I still would have liked to have been a fly on the wall.
I just would like to have been on the other side of the wall because I would have heard just fine. man, there would have been some hollering going on.
Man, you know what? Why not, if you got an issue with how the coach treated you in that particular instance, why not go take it to the coach?
Well,
why you got to go and I'm sorry. What I'm going to say is, why are you going to go cry to the media? That's exactly what he did. He went and he cried to the media. He whined. And look, I've done it too. Okay. I've been this whole getting in shape thing that I've been doing.
Yeah. You cried
to
the media
yesterday. I whined on my blog about how sore I was and when is the soreness going to stop.
Yeah.
And I got so many supporters come out. It's all right, Steven. The soreness will go
away. I was
away.
Worried you about
keep
you.
Up. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Keep going. Keep going. And you know what? Apparently my body heard because I felt great. I did 3 miles today. It felt fantastic today. So
you went whining to the media, though.
I went whining to the media, and my brain
and
said,
it worked.
Shut up and walk, and I just did it. And
so
it
whining
was,
to the media worked.
Apparently, yes.
And Albert knows this because he's a 9-year veteran,
know,
as he points out.
You go and you... I'm a 9-year veteran.
What am I doing out there in the third quarter of a preseason game, second preseason game?
I bet you Shanahan said, I don't care if you're a 15-year veteran. Making $100 million. Oh, you are making $100 million. $15 million, making a lot of money. I don't care. You don't practice for me. You don't play on the field.
This was not Shanny's signing. This was a signing that came directly from the top. And it came directly from ownership. And when ownership says, I want my man, he gets his man. And then they bring in a new coach and GM. And it's not
and
a good
new
fit.
New coach and GM are like, I don't know if we want this guy on our team.
Exactly.
I still don't know if he's going to be on that team.
I don't think he should. Having watched them play, I think they're a pretty good team.
Okay.
I don't think they're a great team, but I think they're a vast improvement over last year. And McNabb, my gosh, Stephen. Here, Jeff's little takeaway thoughts about preseason week two. McNabb, his ability to stay in the pocket, very Roethlisberger-like, and know when there's guys around him and know how much time he has. Jordan at one time, just wishful thinking from a Cowboys homer, was assuming he was going to fumble the ball when he got tomahawk chopped in the right arm. Well, and he hung on to that ball.
In Jordan's defense, that move usually causes McNabb to fumble.
Usually causes McNabb to fumble, but this is an older and wiser McNabb.
Yes.
And his ability to be elusive as a quarterback is fantastic, and it was fun to see. And he did stuff that Jason Campbell can't do. And Jason Campbell went out to Oakland and did stuff this weekend that no one has ever done in Oakland recently. And it was a win-win for everybody.
Oakland Raiders look pretty good.
Oakland Raiders are looking a lot better. Washington Redskins looking a lot better.
Oakland Raiders look pretty good.
Arizona Cardinals? Looking a lot better at every position except for quarterback.
Yeah.
And again, as I said in my article, for the people to say, oh, look, he didn't have his best offensive weapon out there because Larry Fitzgerald wasn't on the field. I would ask them, why wasn't Larry Fitzgerald on the field? Because Kurt Warner threw a pass that was a hospital maker. He puts it way up too high. Fitz does what he does, goes up for the ball, and gets cracked in the knee. That's why your best offensive weapon isn't on the field, Matty. Dang. Three series and could not get a first down. Dreck, I saw, get at least five first downs.
Yeah, but you know, it's different situations.
No, this is first teamer still. Same cast and crew.
No, I understand it was still, but I'm talking about different situations now. By the time Dreck came in, the Tennessee Titans already had a 13-0 lead. So it's a different situation.
Yeah, you're throwing the ball a lot more and you're not just doing. I didn't see much of Beanie Wells. Did you or Tim Hightower?
I saw Beanie.
I saw him a little, but I saw him throwing the ball a ton.
Yeah, it's funny. Beanie did. Dreck's first play, Beanie broke off a 19-yard run.
Well, it was the safest play. It was a little side pass.
It's like, maybe they play a little harder for Dreck. I don't know.
I would think that's possible. Because, I mean, mind you, for those who lose track of time, this is Matt Leinart's fifth year in the league.
No!
See what I mean? Steven, he's going to go look.
I love you.
I love you.
But I got to go look.
You're going to look, and you're going to find out that I'm right. You're going to go, where does the time go? And Steven,
has it been that long?
Since the national championship game was played here in the Rose Bowl.
And it doesn't matter when Vince Young plays Matt Leinart.
Awesome.
He's going to beat him.
Every time. Every time and twice on Sundays. Literally twice on Sundays.
Matt Leinart is entering his... Hold on. I got to actually click his name.
Click his name. There it goes.
Wow!
Fifth year in the now do you see why I write him off as being
season.
Done? Steven, the last...
Where has he been for 5 years?
Every season, he starts as the starting quarterback and loses the job to Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
And thanks to Matty, Kurt Warner has earned his credentials to the Hall of Fame. He would have been lacking had Leinart not been a colossal fail.
Let me give you these numbers, dude. In 2006, he started 11 games, played in 12. 2007, he only started in 5, played in those 5. He didn't start in 2008. Played from 4 games.
I think that's because they went to the Super Bowl the previous year.
In 2008, he didn't play. That's when they went to the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh, 2008.
Okay, but they started training camp, though.
Yeah, they started.
Leinart is going to be our guy.
Yes, but he wound up not playing. He played in 4 games, and those were garbage time. Arizona was killing people.
Right.
And then last year, he started 1 game when
and they
Kurt
said
was
enough.
Hurt.
Right. No, he was supposed to start the season again.
I don't think he started the season.
He was supposed to be the guy.
At training camp, but he didn't start the season as the starter.
Exactly. But exactly the point of my article. It's like, what have you got there? And I know it is overstating things to say you've got 4 quarterbacks that can't tie their own shoelaces, but you don't got much, and you really need to go out there and get yourself a Sage Rosenfeld or somebody
he
like
that. The Mater Dei.
Mater Dei.
It's Mater Dei.
Mater Dei.
You know, Mater,
you're
like
the Catholic.
I'm a Mater. Mater.
Yeah, see, I've only seen Cars
like
once.
Like a tomato, except without the tuh.
I've only seen Cars once. Oh, I'm sorry. It's my loss.
What I really liked is the new car tunes, right?
I've seen a couple of those.
And it's always Mater making up the story about how he did something, you know. The latest one was he was a Matador. He was El Matador. Ooh, and all the bolts. Women in Spain were, ooh. And he's, you know, in there with the red little thing. And ole!
How does he hold the red cape? With his tires?
With his hook. You know the hook that he's got?
He's a tow truck,
so okay. He's got the hook. He's holding the red cape. And it's bulldozers. And they've got these, you know,
bulldozers.
Big old,
yes, that's bulldozers, funny. That's right?
And the bulldozers are coming at him. And he's, oh, El Matador.
Check out Disney Channel for those of you who really
who
need to
kids.
See this. Who need to see this.
Well, you do need to see it because it's cool.
I'm busy.
Are you?
I missed a game this weekend, Steven.
You did? Shame on you. What game did you miss?
I'm not even certain. I just know that I only ticked 15 games off the list.
That's not good.
And I will see
you
this afternoon. I know.
You're slipping.
Part of it was that freaking drive down to San Diego.
Yeah.
Why on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock does the entire L.A. basin decide it's 95 degrees, I'm going to go for a drive?
No, you know.
Maybe I don't have air conditioning in my house, so I need it. I got it in my car.
Air conditioning in my car.
So I'm going to go out for a drive. It took us over 3 hours both ways to get down to San Diego and then back again. Yeah. And that was crazy for the Chargers-Cowboys game. And let's tell the Rivers story. And I got the sound right here from Philip Rivers. So at one point, there's a fumble, and it's getting run back. And Philip Rivers is the final line of defense.
Yes.
And he's at the goal line. And everybody in the stadium is thinking, let him score.
Yeah.
Let him score. Please let him score.
Preseason game.
Cowboys fans wanting him to let him score.
It's a preseason game.
Chargers fans wanting him to let him score. So we're all in unanimity that we want him to let him score. But Philip is Philip, and Philip is a football player. And say what you like about Philip Rivers, but he only knows one way to play, and that's hard.
And what he said afterwards is,
I've got what he said right here. I've got it all queued up.
Play it then.
Okay, you can paraphrase it, or I could actually let the man speak for himself.
Speak for himself.
At his press conference after the game.
You made a heck of a tackle on a play. Being the preseason, is that something you should have done?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you can let a guy score, you know. They're keeping score, you know. Maybe the consequences aren't as big in preseason as far as wins and losses, but it's kind of hard just to pass a guy up there. So.
Phil, did North say anything to you about the fact that you did make a tackle on that play?
He really didn't. He really didn't, other than you're done. So.
All right. Good. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, he really didn't, other than you're done. You're done, dude. That whole organization was really cool. Everyone was really classy. It was good to see some of the peeps that I worked for back with the Dallas Cowboys. And I was over in the Cowboys press conference.
I was covering the Chargers in their locker room, and Presser and Steven ran over the other side to the Cowboys.
Good stuff. That was a fun game to watch.
It was a shame that the flyover was over the south end of the stadium.
Yes,
if they could change that for the people in the press box, that'd be really nice.
Yeah, I have a little inkling that the flyover is
for
not
the fans?
Done for the people in the press box.
Oh, because, you know, hearing a flyover and not getting to see it is really sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, you know what's really sad?
What?
Not being able to go, fumble!
You did.
Once. There were four fumbles in the game.
Steven had the binoculars up to his eyes, and I think he thought he was watching TV.
Well, I was like right there.
This is 25 minutes after the woman on the public address says, reminder to everybody in the press box that there'll be no cheering of any kind during the game.
Well, I wasn't cheering.
Pointing out what was happening
was
on the field.
Yes.
And it's her job to repeat everything that the public address man says,
right.
So the fumble would have been announced very soon.
Yeah, so
you were
I was just
ahead of her.
I was just ahead of the game and announcing that there was
and
a fumble on the play.
She would have said, fumble on the play, committed by number 27.
Yes.
Recovered.
Instead of fumble!
Fumble! Scares everybody, makes them drop their dry chicken.
I did kind of scare everybody there. And what did the dude next to you do?
He was very amused. He flinched. Absolutely, he flinched. He's from Palm Springs, ABC. Nice guy.
Yeah, that was. I saw something flinch over there on that side.
But he was newer because he's come from Denver, and I got to pick his brain about the Broncos, which was fun. He's from Denver, ABC.
So Jeffrey, I must admit though, I'm ready for the press box if I can sit.
You did
through an
Steven,
entirety.
You went through a Cowboys game,
a Dallas Cowboy football game, and not cheer once.
You did not.
I am ready for the press box.
I would tend to agree. I'm not sure what's going to happen when we are in Cowboy Stadium.
Yes.
And in the press box, I'm not sure if you will be able to make, because you'll see the star on the field.
Oh, star on the field.
See, and you'll feel at home.
I'm like Pavlov's dog. I see the star on the field. Cowboys! Cowboys!
Cowboys! Just the whole Texas, way too much love for Texas guy comes out.
I am the too much love for Texas guy.
Today we salute you, Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
That's me, man.
Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
Oh, man. Men of other states are wussier.
Well, let's get to another quarterback, Jeffrey. This time it's Minnesota Viking quarterback Brett Favre.
That's
how they announced his name. It's funny. Someone tweeted the other day, "Hey, remember that quarterback that the Atlanta Falcons drafted, Brett something or other? Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. 20 years later, we just don't know.
We don't know. But anyways, I'm assuming he's not very happy right now.
I don't know.
Wide receiver Sidney Rice had surgery on Monday.
Yeah, that was...
And hip surgery, and basically...
And it was surgery that had been recommended months ago.
Months ago, by
multiple doctors, and nobody wants to go under the knife. So in defense to him, if you can rehab it, you try to.
Right. Well, he can't rehab it, and now he's going to miss at a minimum, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Could possibly be 8.
Steven, trivia question. Who was the leading receiver for the Minnesota Vikings last year?
Sidney Rice.
Oh, wow. Oh, what a coincidence. Wow.
Oh, and that's why I'm saying.
OMG.
So how is Brett handling it? He wants to bring back Javon Walker.
Yeah. Old Packers teammate Javon Walker.
Who then was with Denver and then got shipped to Oakland. And he sort of basically just died on the vine in Oakland. Yes.
No, he was actually, some extraterrestrials came, beamed him up for experimentation.
Yes. Okay.
And he's been returned home.
And he's now
back. So he's been away for a few years.
And so the Vikings are actually thinking about, why don't you go make a move? Why don't you go make a trade with somebody?
I'm thinking Arizona. Why you could possibly you, make a trade.
Why don't you call the New York Giants, the New York prison system, and see if you can get a Plaxico Burress out of jail? Huh?
I'm just thinking you go directly to the Cardinals and you say, here's Sage Rosenfeld, and get somebody off their depth chart,
dude.
They're
not going to do anybody.
You're not
going to
get Fitz or anything like that.
No, you're not going to get a Stevie Breston.
No, you're not. So, but you know what? From there, it's not the end of the world.
You know what? You know what I say? Call the Dallas Cowboys.
They've got a guy named Roy E. Williams that they would be more than happy to make
a
deal for. But are they going to give up John Kitna? I wouldn't.
No.
John Kitna looked fantastic. This is the point.
They don't want Kitna. They want a wide receiver. The Cowboys have Kitna.
Cowboys want to. Yeah, you're right. They want to get rid of.
The Cowboys just want draft picks. Take Roy. And you know what? I'll take a second. Give me a second for him.
See, what we need, we got a three-way deal we're now working here at NFL Rants and Raves. We got to get Kitna
Sage,
to Arizona.
No, Sage to Arizona.
Sage to Arizona. Arizona's got to give up something.
Yes.
Draft picks.
They need to give some draft picks to Dallas, and Dallas sends
and
Roy.
And Dallas will send Roy E.
Over to Minnesota.
That actually could work.
I'm getting Jerry on the phone right now.
That actually could work. And so let's make that happen.
So I don't know. I don't like the way Sidney Rice played this out. And I think, you know, one, if this news comes out 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
you think Favre's back on the team?
It makes
you
it
think
a
Brett
lot harder.
Favre comes back on the team.
It makes it a lot harder.
It does. He's now like, well, that was my number one target last year.
Yeah, but I'm not
dude
sure that they
dude had 8
even...
touchdowns, over 1,300 yards, 83 passes caught. Those are some big numbers. Now you're taking that away from me? Who do I got now? Bernard Berrien?
Yeah.
Be twice, as he's known on Twitter?
Well, Vincente Shanko is who he's going to rely on a lot. Well,
yes, he is security blanket. Yeah. Tight ends are the security blankets.
They absolutely
of the NFL.
Are. And you got Percy Harvin. You know,
but
and
Percy,
we don't know about his head.
Headaches,
right?
We don't know everything.
We really don't know anything about Harvin from the neck up. From the neck down, he seems to be fine.
Yes,
but everything else is a giant question mark. But assuming that Harvin's out there and Berrien's out there, and then you've got Flying Saucer and Shinnecock.
Flying Saucer,
Klein Saucer,
Klein Saucer. Okay.
I just like to call him Flying Saucer. Like, it amuses
okay.
me.
Yes,
it's such a great nickname for Jimmy.
I mean,
and he's so big. That he does look like a flying saucer.
Well, he can be a
Steven,
flying saucer.
He's the same size as I am, only he's more muscular. I mean, he's 6'3", 270. He's just a big oaf. And when you get him, you know, they've got a lot of talent there. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see a little bit more Toby Gerhart, which could be interesting. Some bubble screens probably to him. Try and get him out in space and see what happens.
It's going to be interesting to watch the Minnesota Vikings first.
I agree. And, you know, so as it went, let us talk. We have not told the story of how he came to be, and there are people overseas who may not know how this all broke down.
Okay.
I mean, for everyone in America, this was leading national news.
Break it down.
Okay, so Monday night, we don't know this. We're recording Tuesday morning, but as we're recording,
yes.
Ryan Longwell, Steve Hutchinson, and
Jared Allen.
My gosh. Love Jared Allen. The three of them get on the corporate jet, Packers jet, fly down to Hattiesburg, go to Brett's house, just unannounced, show up on his front door, seemingly. And Brett says, you know what, guys? I'm an early riser. I'm hitting the hay. I don't even want to get into this tonight. So they stay up talking to Deanna, and Brett goes to bed. And in the morning, they go on a little truck ride around the facility.
The thing was that
400-plus acres he's got down there,
that's
Steven.
That's pretty cool.
I can't even put my brain around. My grandfather was an avocado farmer down in Fallbrook, and he had 23 acres, okay? And that was so much land, you can walk it, you know? But it's a lot. It's a lot of area to cover, and you multiply that by 200... That's unthinkable. Yeah. So basically, it was so funny. I read Peter King's column a little bit late, and he was talking about being at Brett's place, and Brett can really shoot anything he wants on his land, and no one will ever know.
Right, right.
Which is just inconceivable to me that you could actually shoot something on your own property and not have a neighbor get upset. We go up to Adam's house. Adam's got 13 acres.
Right.
But he still calls up his neighbors, say, I'm going shooting.
Right.
And just to give him a heads up, you're going to hear a gunfire. Okay, cool. You know, and that's just the neighborly thing to do. Brett doesn't have to do that when he got 400-plus acres.
That's awesome.
Golly.
But you know what? Here's what Deanna told the guys that night before they got up and went with Brett. She said this. If it plays.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
It will take a miracle.
Bye-bye.
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 See you in the morning.
Good-bye, boys. You think it'll work?
Gotta take a miracle.
Bye bye.
That's exactly what she told. But it worked. They woke up.
Good night, boys.
Brett Favre's driving them around this
complex,
state, right?
Emporium. Farvland.
Is it
Farvland?
Farvland. Is Farvland bigger than Rhode Island?
Probably.
Okay.
We're kidding, people in Rhode Island. We know Rhode Island's bigger than 400 acres, okay? Barely.
Can you imagine all the emails we'll get from people in Rhode Island?
We have two listeners in Rhode Island
three,
that we know of.
Actually,
three.
Okay. Yes. We'll get the emails.
And then
it's
we'll
bigger
the exact
than 400.
Square.
It's 612, so shut your pie hole, hater.
So anyway, so they're driving around.
It's all
because
you hate the Patriots.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with it.
Come on. What happens? They're driving around.
Yeah, and finally, after a while, apparently, I guess it was Steve Hutchinson just basically laid it out there and said, either you're in or you're out.
Either way, we love you.
We love you, but we need to know. You're either coming back with us or you're not coming back at all. And there was long silence. Long silence.
How long?
Long silence.
Yes.
I would duplicate it here on the show, but it makes for rather boring radio.
Yes, it does.
It really does. And
how
so,
about we duplicate it, but we just speed it up, okay? Ready? There you go. That's That was at that was, 18
that
times.
That was a dog barking and a cow mooing in there in the silence. So it wasn't just complete silence.
Right,
there
right.
was there was livestock. And at the end of it, Brett said, "Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Funky Comandina. Let's do it. Bonk, bonk, bonk. Wild thing. Bonk."
I don't that's even know doing, where huh? you're going with these things. The, I want to play thing. Along with you, and I don't even know where the hell you're going. Funky Comandina with a bow, bow. I don't even know what that means.
Well, because you don't listen to that kind of music.
Thank God.
I'm sure you were not listening to the Funky Comandina. Back in the 80s when I was.
That's true. I was a little busy listening to Doobie Brothers.
There and, you go. Doobie yeah. Brothers. Doobie, the death of Doobie Brothers. They were playing the Pachanga.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. So the drive to San Diego, we drove down the 15, came back the 5, tried to avoid traffic by driving down the 15. Didn't work.
Didn't work.
And every 4 miles is another washed up act that will be this playing week at Pachanga.
Pachanga Resort and Casino. And
Rita
Hotel.
Morano. The Lennon Sisters. I'm sure they're dead. I'm just kidding. But
it
was really sad. I mean, so the step below Vegas, where you officially go to die as an entertainer, is Indian casinos.
Indian casinos.
That is
yes,
where you go to die.
Yes.
You go. You might as
so
well.
You're, so you're big, you're huge, and then you kind of fade out. So you go to Vegas.
Yep. Restore
and
it.
You do some stuff there, and you're there for a couple of years, make a lot of
disappear.
Money.
Disappear.
And then the next thing you know, you're
gone about
for,
70 years old.
Yeah, you're
kind of fat.
For 10 years.
And they're like, you know
the
what?
Next thing you know,
San Manuel Casino's calling.
Pachanga.
Pachanga's calling. Kenny Rogers' place down there, whatever that is. The gambler club.
Barone.
Casino Barona. Agua Caliente. We've got them all out here in California. The hot water.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
going to
be I'm booked at the hot water for the next week.
Yes.
Should be nice. And I've been to one of those, by the way. It's sad. They have like folding chairs and things.
Nice.
It's really, really. I mean, so I'm
didn't you go see Rick Springfield?
Shut up. I don't want to get into
you
that.
Did.
I don't want to get into that. I was really hoping that you would forget that.
Rick Springfield, baby.
There's a story.
What was his big song?
Which one? Jesse's Girls?
You know, I wish that I had Jesse's Girls.
He had at least three top ten hits.
Oh, that was the only one.
No, that's crap.
What else?
Don't make me look it up.
Besides Jesse's Girls?
Off the top of my head,
I can't
come up with it.
And you went to see him in
concert.
There's
a reason. There's a story.
With 40-year-old women trying
to
throw their cheekies at
him. I made about $200 at the casino that night at Blackjack, so... Okay.
Oh, man.
So, we've got 7 Rick Springfield songs of the 80s, okay? 7. He had multiple number one or top
okay.
10 hits.
All right. Just give me one other besides
Jesse's
Girl.
Besides
Jesse's
Girl.
Did
I mention Jesse's Girl? I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me.
I've done everything for you. That was a number one song?
No, it was a top 10 is what
okay.
I'm saying. These are all top 10s.
You've done nothing.
You've
done
nothing.
Nothing.
You've
done
nothing.
For
wait,
me.
No, you missed the wait. You missed
beat?
The you missed the bump, the syncopation you missed. Don't talk to strangers.
Baby, don't you?
Don't talk
oh my
to strangers.
God. These are awful songs.
It's an affair of the heart.
Oh, not the affair of the heart. How did
you
these...
gotta love somebody?
How did these
be square? You gotta love somebody.
Top 10 song.
Be there. You gotta love somebody.
Oh my God!
It's late.
The sad thing is that you know not only just the words but the
I
beat.
I saw Rick Springfield 4 times in my life. The first 3 times were completely legitimate.
4 times?
First 3 times were completely legitimate. There was a girl.
4 times.
3 times was with this one girl.
The only artist I've
she
ever seen.
She was a cheerleader at San Clemente High School. Okay, now Steven, imagine. Cheerleader, San Clemente High School.
Okay.
Okay.
I get the picture.
All right. She says
you
we're going to see Rick Springfield 3 times.
Man.
The last time was a favor for a friend who got left with an extra ticket.
Okay.
And that was the one at the casino up north of Santa Barbara near Michael Jackson Land, San Ynez Valley up there.
That was the 4th time.
That was the
that
4th
was
time.
The,
and that
the,
was in the ballroom at the casino
with the
folding
chairs
and
the 40-year-old
women.
Women
that were grabbing for his nards and stuff like it was disgusting. It yeah. was just, and we were the only 2 guys in the place. And obviously we looked rather funny being there as the only two guys in the place.
Oh my God, did they think you were flamboyant?
Of course, we were very happy.
Nice.
Very happy.
Nice.
And so I'm humiliated by that last thing. But I made $200 playing blackjack.
Jeff and Rick Springfield people. Next time you see Jeff Ellis out and about, ask him about the Rick Springfield concert at the what casino?
I don't even remember. It's in Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara casino, somewhere in there. Ask him about it. He will be more than happy. Oh no.
It's an affair of the heart.
Okay. At least play Jesse's Girl. If you're going to play anything,
Steven,
play Jesse's Girl.
Okay, but mind you.
Don't.
Mind you, these are not songs I own. I'm on Amazon.com.
So they're only playing whatever.
Exactly. So that's all they're doing. I don't own any of this. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when she starts talking cute. I want to tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Because she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it.
Yeah, baby. She's loving him with that body. Did you see the chick in the video? She's got a body, too. Late at night. You know I wish that I had
Jesse's Girl. I wish that I had Jesse's Girl. They're not going to give you the whole hook because then you would just steal it. You would go in and audio hijack and just jack it. And you wouldn't buy the song then for $1.29 at Amazon.com Prime. All right.
Where can I find a woman like that?
Where can I?
Jesse's Girl.
I thought you had.
Yeah, actually.
I thought you had final one. Let's bring it down, Stephen, for a minute. Let's bring it down. Let's talk about the women in our lives and how important they are to us.
Well, they are very
important. This love thought goes out to Dee Dee. You're the only one in my life. And I miss you, and I love you, and I'll see you tonight, baby, okay?
But
I love you.
It's kind of unfortunate. She's not going to listen to this.
Oh, that's right. My wife never listens to the show. Yeah. So you've got to give your love thought.
I'm gonna drop a little Prince here. This is the only artist I've seen more than four times.
I've not seen Rick Springfield more than four times.
Okay.
I just need to be clear about that.
I've seen him five times. Prince. This is for Trisha.
That's not embarrassing, seeing
it
Prince isn't. That many
Prince
times.
Is his man.
Okay, I'm
even
just saying.
The most recent concert Trisha and I went to at the Staples.
You got
to
give me something humiliating that you went and saw.
No, I don't see humiliating things.
You've seen my butt.
I tell you what. Oh, yeah, that is pretty humiliating. But anyways, for Trisha, here you go, baby. Until the end of time, I'll be there for you. Prince lyric, baby. Man's
that,
awesome.
That love thought goes out to Trisha from Steven. He's thinking about you tonight. While he's sitting home alone.
I told you probably one of the most embarrassing things I ever did.
No, you didn't call in and do a love thought dedication or something lame on the radio, did you?
Did you not listen to me on the way down? On the drive down?
It was a long drive.
I told you.
I had to pee.
Because we saw Foreigner. That's what it was. Foreigner was going to be at Pechanga.
I've been waiting for a girl like you.
In the sixth
which
grade.
I do have that song.
In the sixth grade. I dedicated that song to Claudia Sierra.
Wow. Well, what was so funny about the story is Steven said in sixth grade, my whole life I've been waiting for a girl like you. And he's 11, you know. My whole freaking life I've been waiting for a girl just like you.
11 years. That seems like a long time.
For an 11-year-old, it's a whole lifetime.
What the hell was I thinking,
We don't know. Don't know.
All right,
it's
let's get back to NFL news.
Well,
news.
Then we got a blitz of news.
Real quickly, the New England Patriots, it's being reported that Pro Bowl guard Logan Mankins, he's still not in. He looks like he is prepared to sit out the 2010 season if he doesn't get a new contract.
Well, there you go.
And you know what? I thought the Patriots were the team that they play
interchangeable
along.
Parts.
They do what they do.
Interchangeable parts.
They don't, you know, hold out. They just go and do what they do.
That's right.
And they don't, you know, talk bad. You know,
never break ranks.
Tom Brady doesn't go out and say he hates the Jets.
He would never say anything stupid like that.
I hate the Jets is what he said. That's the quote I wrote about.
What's happening to this organization?
Exactly.
They're coming apart at the seams.
Oh, my God. You know why we're saying all of this?
Because we're haters.
I know. We're not haters. Come on, people.
But it is.
We're just reporting the news, and the news is that Logan Mankin
isn't not moving.
He's gonna sit it out if he needs to. He wants more money.
I'm here as long as
Brady wants more money.
Well, yeah, but Brady's been cool about that. He has not gone to the media about that. Has he? Yeah, more or less.
Well, but he has said some things.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't been like, oh, I'm not happy.
He's intimated some things. Yes. That's it, Steven. And right. And that's cool.
So you can intimate. That's cool.
You can. He just doesn't want you to be. He doesn't want you to be out there in the media and airing all the dirty laundry that should stay inside the locker room and stay within ownership.
Okay.
So I know we've got a lot more news.
Nick Mangold.
The way you report the story for fun is the Jets have made a major signing. And then everyone's like,
the Jets have given someone a new contract.
A lot of money
on
a new contract. And no, it's not Darrell Revis.
No.
But it's someone that's a little better looking.
Okay, I got to say this because I just came across it and I got to.
Yeah.
McNabb, the Eagles never backed me.
I told you. I told you that is his perception. Now, there's many, many people in Philadelphia that will disagree with that story adamantly, that the Eagles never backed him. There's many people, and certainly Andy Reid, for one, would have reasonable cause to say that. But I have always known that McNabb has not. I think there's an insecurity, basically, with Donovan.
McNabb told GQ magazine.
That's Gentleman's Quarterly.
Yes, in an interview recently, that. No one in the organization ever stepped up and said anything about the nonstop criticism he received in the city of brotherly love.
Received from whom?
From everybody.
Do we have a name?
No. People?
A guy named Todd?
Marinovich?
No, just a guy named Todd. I don't think Todd Marinovich ever said a word
about
it.
No, McNabb feels that
We have live. We're going live right now to Todd Marinovich. From Pier 2 in Newport Beach, underneath Pier 2, our reporter is standing by. Todd? Todd, are you there?
Can you ask? can you ask him? Yo, Todd, is Jake Plummer down there with you underneath?
Huh?
Jake Plummer, is he down there with you?
Huh?
That kid had it all, dude.
He never... I never had a childhood.
Well, no, you
my
didn't.
Daddy took it away from
you. Had a father who was a freak of nature.
And that's why I got to do this.
And so you're living your childhood right now by smoking a doobie?
This ain't a doobie. This is for medicinal purposes. It heals my pain. It eases my pain.
Well, we are in California where pretty soon that will be legal for everybody and not just medicinal purposes.
Thanks for joining us, Todd. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Wow.
No problem, guys.
Did he even say anything?
Why are we talking about Todd?
Because you brought him up.
I brought up a guy named Todd, not Todd Marinovich.
My question is, dude, you are gone. Move on, Jeffrey.
You can't move over. You can't move on from your first love. And
I did it successfully.
Well, sure. Most of us grown-ups did.
Yes.
You know, but it's different when it's organizational.
Ooh, so McNabb's not a grown-up?
No, I'm saying it's different when it's organizational, Steven. If you think about the first organizational
wound I wouldn't be able to leave the Dallas Cowboys ever.
This is okay.
If they made me leave the Dallas Cowboys, if like said, Mr. Miranda, we don't want you cheering for our team anymore. Please leave us alone. Stop cheering for this team. Move on to a different organization. It would be very difficult for me to.
I picture Rich Dalrymple coming with a letter, and he's wearing the nice suit that he was wearing Saturday night. He's the PR director for the Dallas Cowboys.
Right, yes.
One of the nicest people
you
meet.
Stop calling us. Stop talking to
Steven,
us.
It's important that you stop talking cheering. About us in public.
Yes.
And for heaven's sake, at home, we would rather you not watch our broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're done with you, Steven.
Yes. So
those wounds run deep.
They do. They do.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if I would then, you know, start bad mouthing the organization.
Read what he says. What did he say specifically?
Well, it's not bad mouthing, but you're saying they never had my back. No one from Jeff Lurie to Andy Reid, no one ever stepped up and said anything for me on my behalf.
Well, I would disagree with that, and I'm somebody who believes that McNabb never quite got the level of respect that he deserved in Philadelphia. However, I mean, we'll investigate this when we're out there in the around October 1st, I think. We'll talk to a lot of fans.
His feeling was that they said stuff to him personally in the building, but they never said it out in public. They never went out in public and, you know, McNabb is our guy.
See, a couple of press conferences where Andy Reid says that Donovan McNabb is our man. I can remember him saying at the end of the season, starting next season, week one, Donovan McNabb will be our quarterback. I remember a press conference where he said that.
But it's week one coming up here, and I guarantee you Donovan McNabb is not going to be his quarterback.
I'm talking about years past. So what's he talking about today? No, they don't have his back today because he's not their quarterback.
No, he was saying when he was with the organization.
And I'm talking about when he was with the organization. I can remember multiple times that Andy Reid. So I beg to differ with Donovan here. But I have always wondered about that relationship. And there's an article in it somewhere where I need to get some very knowledgeable Eagles fans. We've got a lot of them out there as listeners to really help me understand this relationship because it's always been a curious one to me. Very, very curious.
All right. We do need to move on. We've got four teams to shed some love to.
Shed love or shed love means to get rid of it.
That's the, yes.
We're supposed to get rid of our love.
We're talking about the NFC South here.
We're supposed to shed love.
You're shedding love today. You are no longer going to be on the New Orleans Saints bandwagon. You will no longer be supporting.
You're just trying to save your butt from saying something incorrectly.
No,
but it was a nice save.
You're shedding the love.
It was a nice save. I mean, I'll give you massive credit for that.
But isn't that what you're doing today?
Yeah, but that's really not why you said that. Honest, that was an amazing save.
You and nobody else knows that's
that was
not
a theatrical
why I said that.
Save, man. That was worthy of Broadway.
Thank you very much.
Bravo.
Thank you. Take a curtain. Curtain call. There you go. All right, Jeffrey. Is there anything else, first of all?
Before we shed light on the organization?
Yes, just...
What? You know why I say that, Stephen? Why make fun?
Can we talk about why do you make fun?
Because I'm a hater. I hate you.
You are a hater.
Do you understand that we make fun of ourselves,
yes,
each
we make
other,
fun of everything.
Anything that moves, even things that don't move, we've made fun of, yes. Okay?
As a matter of fact, Matt, who's my renter, he rents my back house.
He would be called your lessee or your tenant.
How about my buddy? It's my buddy.
Well, I'd like to think he's one of the few people that I'm on Facebook with.
There you go.
So I like Matt.
So my buddy Matt, and he went to Boston to catch a Red Sox game.
Boston.
He's a friend with one of the players.
Cool.
I forgot the dude's name, but anyways, he's a Red Sox.
Uh-huh.
So he left me his fish. They bought a little fish, a little beta. They call him Sparky.
I love betas.
His name is Sparky.
Glow all pretty.
Yeah, his name is Sparky. He's the Sun Devil fish.
You got to introduce me to the Arizona Sun Devil
Sparky,
fish.
Sparky, I will. He's sitting in the kitchen.
Is it alive
it's
floating
still alive
on the top?
No. We've taken care of it.
You know, after they float on top, they sink to the bottom. Just letting you know how fish die.
Elena has been really good about feeding the fish.
And Matt, what are you thinking leaving Miranda with your fish? You should have given me a call.
Elena's been really good about feeding the fish.
Oh, Elena's really in charge. Good. Then yes. The fish is fine then. Yes, I thought Steven was in charge.
No, fish is great. So, anyway. I don't even know where I'm going with the story anymore.
Oh, no one knows. Matt left you with the fish because he's going to Boston area.
He's
we
going
hate
to Boston
the
and
Patriots.
We hate the yes. There,
I'm
there
just
you
trying
go.
To bring it back.
Thank you. So the page. So, yes.
We're haters.
So so he posts a picture from Boston and, you know, from the stadium.
I didn't see it. Did he unfriend me?
No. I don't know. Maybe.
That sucked. I don't have that many friends.
So I'm like, hey, Matt, you having a good time over there? And he's like, yeah, we're having a good time. And then someone else really just said something nasty about the Boston area on this Facebook thing.
Nice.
And it's like, see? I didn't go. If I were a true hater, I would have posted something nasty.
You would have done more than just think something nasty.
Yeah.
You would have actually written something, taken time to type it.
Think something nasty. Anyways, our final news item, Jeffrey, and you're going to touch on this briefly.
There's been a lot.
Chan Gailey. He got mad at some fans there.
You know what? I love this
you do?
Story.
You love it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let me tell you, when I was at 49ers camp, a similar thing happened to what you're about to report. And there was players signing autographs, and the players are leaving the field to go into the locker room and shower off, okay? And there was one fan that yelled out at one of the players for the 49ers,
yep. Well,
get a haircut. Get a haircut.
Right.
And I'm like, this is your team.
Right,
what
right.
the heck are you guys doing here?
Well,
being
it was a little bit. It was a little more than just that one.
That's my point. But yeah. this got my attention. Right, I thought right. that is so classless.
There were some more fans that were heckling players, most notably Trent Edwards.
And this
really
is at Buffalo Bills
camp. Right. And so basically, none of the players went over to sign autographs for this particular session.
There you go.
After practice.
Depending on a practice, you don't quite want to sign autographs.
And Gailey pointed...
to some teenagers, if I recall.
I don't know. I don't think...
Yes.
It just says a group of young people. It just says fans. I don't see where I read
teenagers.
And he pointed right at them, and he said, they're not coming to sign autographs because if you dog one of us, you dog all of us.
I love it. What would have happened if...
Gailey just said, I explained to them that, you know, players weren't going to go over to sign autographs for them. They said some things during practice that were derogatory to a couple of players. And if you say something derogatory to one of us, you say it to all of us. I told them not to sign for anyone in that group.
And what would Ralph Wilson have done to those fans if he had seen him?
Double bird.
That's what I'm saying. They're lucky that they only got Chan, okay? Because Ralph Wilson, 98-year-old man, wouldn't have taken it lightly, and he would have shot you the bird, okay?
Well, you know what? If I'm Trent Edwards, I step up my next game.
Yeah.
I go 15 for 15 for 220 yards and 3 touchdowns and no picks.
Because.
With a perfect rating. My coach just got my back, dude.
Because coach got your back. I'm trying to understand where you're going there, why Trent's going to do the impossible.
Just got my back.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure that,
as
you know.
As I said, I love that about Chan.
You get my back, and I'm gonna do this again, dude.
Yeah. It's not about, again, from a player's point of view, it is not about the fans. It's not about anything but your own pride in winning.
Right.
And so last news item.
You got another one?
Well, it'll bring us in.
You keep saying, let's go to the South.
It's a transition.
Let's go to the Atlanta Falcons.
No, I was going to transition with the news. Steven, you don't understand how I'm setting this thing
up.
I've got a script
news
here
item.
In my head. So,
if it's
Josh
not about
Freeman,
the Atlanta Falcons,
it's
I'm
not,
hurt
but
you.
It's about the NFC South.
Why don't we save it for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers then?
Because it's a news item and it's a segue piece.
All right, segue.
But now it's blown, so I'm not even going to talk. I'm done.
Josh Freeman.
I'm not going to talk.
Please.
No, I'm...
Josh Freeman.
I'm going to pout.
You little whiny baby boy.
I've been taking lessons from my 13-year-old daughter, and I'm just going to cry for a little while and pout.
Dude, okay. Well,
I just threw Kara under the bus.
Yeah, why are you throwing the bus like that? She listens to the show.
I wish sometimes I could throw her
I'm
going to
text her right
as long
now,
as the bus
I'm going
to
say, make sure you listen to
this show.
She's
a raging waters. She's not even checking her phone.
I bet you she'll answer my text.
No, she won't.
$5.
She's a raging waters. I got $5,000.
So we got about an hour and 10 minutes left in the show. I'm going to text her right now.
She'll check her
phone.
She will
text me back before we're done with the show.
What are you going to text her? Text me back and I'll give you $10?
No.
Because she'd do that.
No. Just, hey, kid, hit me up. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all the text is going to say.
And she'll reply, huh? LOL. Just because she's 13 and she has to do that. Anyways, so in this weekend's preseason game,
yes.
Unfortunately, in the first quarter early, Josh Freeman got hurt. And he is out at least until the regular season begins. And he could be out longer.
Throwing
hand. Grabbing his own thumb.
Throwing hand.
The
right?
thumb on his throwing hand. So here's the play-by-play that I ripped off the TV.
Ooh.
From the injury and some of the analyst comments after the injury.
Is it going to sound nasty?
No, it's not at all. But it's the play where he gets hurt.
Okay.
And then the analyst comments.
On second down 5. Freeman in the pocket throws incomplete. Excellent coverage. That was intended for John Gilmore. Looked like he hit his hand earlier in this series on a helmet after a throw here.
Right there on Tamba Hailee. And that's never a good thing when your quarterback's holding his thumb.
Ooh, yeah.
So no need to panic yet. I'm sure the staff will be all over it. And there it is, wrapped once again, that right hand, that throwing arm.
And Caddy's asking about it. A lot of people are going to be asking about it. That's a concern for this team. I mean, he is this franchise. He's their franchise quarterback.
Ooh.
Okay, so Josh Johnson, however, I mean, don't hit the panic button here because Josh Johnson came in and did a really admirable job. I mean, you saw the game, I assume.
Okay, but...
He didn't do a great job, but he did a good job.
Yeah.
Better job than any Arizona quarterback, just saying.
Ooh. is all.
Thank you.
Is all, dude.
Is all. All right. So that is our segue into the NFC South, and we begin with the Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons looking to do something that they've never dreamed of in their lives, and that's put together like three winning seasons in a row.
Huh. So basically, you are saying they're going to put together a winning streak of winning seasons.
Yes, they're now in the midst of what will be a long run, I suspect, for them.
They had a winning season 2 years ago. They went to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Had a winning season last year. They missed the playoffs, but they were still 9-7.
Yep.
So that's two.
And I actually got them picking up a win this year.
So at two, it's not really a streak yet.
No, but when you get three, you're now clearly in a good place for your team. And Matt Ryan's going to lead them there, and they're doing a lot of the things. And
I don't know, Holmes.
Well, did you run your numbers?
I have not run my numbers.
I have run my numbers, and their schedule, it's really interesting about the NFC South. They play the NFC West, which certainly helps your chances a lot.
Yes, it does.
And they also play wherever they finished in the standings in the NFC East. And then everybody plays the AFC North.
However, I would like to know in the West, because you said they play the West, the two games, Arizona and San Francisco, do they play them away or do they play them at home?
Exactly. That's the right question to be asking. And Arizona, they play at home. And what was the second one you wanted to know?
San Francisco,
they play at home.
So they play Seattle away.
Exactly.
And
they have the Rams.
Team. The other
the Rams.
Team. Yeah,
the other one. Team.
Yeah.
The Rams. They're now demoted to the other team.
And the Rams. Yes.
We didn't talk about Mark Bulger's injury. We got so much going on here.
Yeah.
That Sam Bradford's pretty much going to be the guy, period, full stop.
Well, it's not Mark Bulger. By the way, Mark Bulger's no longer with the Rams.
Okay, whatever. Who was it? It's Kyle Bowler. It's one of those things that sounds like that.
Yeah.
One of those things that sounds like that.
Yes.
Kyle Bowler hurt, and so Sam Bradford's going
to
be the guy.
So Atlanta's got Pittsburgh at home on the road to start.
Yeah, I got them losing that. Don't worry.
Arizona at New Orleans. San Francisco, Cleveland. Give them a win there. Philly. Bengals. Bucks. Ravens. Rams, give them a win there. Packers, Bucks, Panthers, Seahawks, New Orleans, and Carolina. They end with back-to-back divisional games.
Yep, I got them losing. I got them splitting those last two at home.
Mm.
They lose to the Saints, and they beat the Panthers because they have to. Because they're going to be playing for a wild card spot, if you ask me.
Okay.
I got them with 10 wins.
All right, I don't know.
Ooh. 10-6. And look, I got them losing a game that they should win.
The streak of winning seasons and give them nine.
Sure.
I'm not going to put them at 10 yet.
That's fine.
I need to, look at my sheet.
We're in the ballpark here. Whom do we need to think about fixing the spreadsheet?
You're the one who sent it to him, so you should
I know. And I should know before I even start talking.
He tells me I'm a bulky.
Well, you're better remembering things. Are you not?
David P. Let's just say that.
That's good. We want to thank David.
Name. David took my sheet and he improved on it and he worked on it. And David, I know
he's a show donor. He's already done his part.
David, you asked. I've been teasing about the Dallas Cowboys Star Report. You want to know when the first episode will be? It's coming.
It's really soon. I mean, coming soon.
How do you even know? You don't even know what my schedule is for that.
Your schedule's stupid, so I don't even try. And all I know is Steven's busy, okay?
Yes.
Let's write it down, Steven. Busy. What's he doing next? He's busy. What's he doing after that? He's busier. Oh, okay. Well, as long as we're clear on that. Dallas Cowboys Star Report, though, is going to be in 3D, Steven, from what I understand.
Now you're just making fun of me.
No, I'm making fun of 3D.
I'm not sure if
I'm
appreciate
making fun of you.
I'm not sure if I appreciate it.
What
right
are you going to hold
speaking
back on the
which,
show?
You
for
know
us?
What opens tonight in 3D in IMAX
Tuesday?
Theaters?
Tuesday? What opens on a Tuesday?
Oh, it's Tuesday today. I thought it was Friday. What opens this Friday? In IMAX and 3D. A re-release
Avatar
with special added scenes.
Avatar
baby.
Oh Lord.
Come on, you want to come watch it with me again?
No, I watched it once, and that was fine, and it was entertaining.
You know what?
I
don't like
done.
You right now very much.
That's cool. I'm good with that. I was hoping to play cards Friday night or something, but I guess not.
We're going to play cards?
We need a card game. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's not this not this weekend.
Yes, sir. This is week three of the preseason. Yeah. It's going to be all football.
Yeah, all football.
We got three quarters of games we got to watch.
Yes.
Into the fourth quarter.
All football.
Man. This week was manageable, even though I missed one, but that was mostly because we were at the Chargers game. But, you know, 16 games where you have to watch a half, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
But, man.
Well, I expect this that is the toughest, you know, once the season starts, you're going to be watching 16 games every weekend.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be seeing parts of 16 games every weekend.
See, I can't work with you anymore.
There is no way to watch
all
games. How are you going to capture all games to watch when
you
want?
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it. Go buy 10 DVRs and put six dishes on my roof.
What's wrong with that?
And pay over $1,000 a month in satellite bills.
No,
there's nothing wrong with that. If you can afford it, if you're John Madden, do it.
You only need one dish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, explain to me how to do this.
Okay, I can't. Not right now. Not on air anyways, because then it, you know, would sound bad.
Oh, I see.
Let's get to the Atlanta Falcons.
All right.
Oh, we were already there.
I thought we were. Welcome. Talk about their off-season stuff, Steven. You're always good at that stuff and
knowing
what they did.
They didn't do
buttons
much.
They pushed.
They brought in cornerback Donta Robinson from the Houston Texans. And Matt Giordano, defensive back from the Green Bay Packers. Those are the only two acquisitions they made.
Giordano's, man. Great pizza. Woo. I'm not kidding.
They only lost Ty Hill, cornerback. He was actually released, and he was picked up by the Tennessee Titans. And Charlie Peppera was
Bless
picked
you.
Up by the Green Bay Packers. So they didn't lose much, didn't pick up much. They re-signed some guys. Like, they brought back Jason Snelling to back up Big Michael, the Turner Burner.
Which Snelling's great when he's in there.
They weren't very active in free season. One of the things about the Atlanta Falcons is they're bringing a lot of players back.
They are.
So they have continuity.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what you need to be able to get that winning streak.
This is absolutely what you need, Steven. This is my point. And for the Falcons, I'm going to declare that they are on my short list.
No, you know, the thing with your short list, anyways, the thing with the Atlanta Falcons is...
What about my short list?
I don't feel and I don't get a sense of enough hunger.
Oh, well, see, I think you're getting that from the head coach. I think you look at Mike Smith and you see someone that looks like he belongs at Charles Schwab.
At church, basically.
Okay. Singing in the choir.
Right.
We put him in the choir at church?
He fits right in.
Okay. Now, how come he goes after a guy on the sidelines last year when there was a cheap shot against one of his players and he comes unglued?
Yes.
That is not somebody who's in the choir now, is it?
No.
Well, actually, I'd like
but
to
it
think
doesn't
it's
come
the same
out.
Person.
And, all I,
and that, I've that's seen, who the players know.
I've seen... Night. Okay, this week against New England Patriots, for example, I saw no fire, no burning desire,
no fire,
iron,
no energy, no nothing.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
I see a team that is very workmanlike.
They don't excite me. I'm tired of the word workmanlike. Will you stop it with the workmanlike?
I
Everybody,
think you started with
I
the
did,
word. Actually,
I did.
So, I'm just
but
saying.
I was just. I was just repeating what other people were saying about the Cowboys and about the Patriots and about a couple other teams. Those teams are workmen. I'm tired of the workmen. Like, I want pizzazz. I want, give it to him. Give it to him now.
Quack, quack.
You know? I want James Brown with the big old jacket and the crown.
Oh,
no! Get down. I want to tell kids myself. Ha, ha, yeah.
You feel like
that's what I want. I'm tired of the workmen. Like, and the Atlanta Falcons. They may be workmanlike, but they're not giving me no fire, no energy.
Two knocks against them for my short list. They're in a dome.
Yes.
And they're not fun enough.
They're not fun.
I don't
there's
disagree
no
with that.
There's no characters. There's no.
But, Steven, you
Ocho
go around
Cinco's.
The. No, but there's Roddy White.
He's okay. He's lukewarm.
You got Roddy White.
He looks. Look at what's the thing on his head? He looks like alien.
He's just got his hair back, man. He's got it all braided and stuff.
No, he's braided. That's right. Like an alien. That was alien hand. No, that was Predator. I'm sorry. It was a Predator. Aliens versus Predators.
What you've got, I mean,
I don't know.
Tony Gonzalez is just.
And, you know, and Tony with the whole Tony. I only eat organic stuff and I hardly eat any meat and stuff.
Yeah, that's not fun, but it sure does produce one hell of a tight end. Yes,
but.
And I mean that in both senses of the
word. I don't know.
Steve.
I want pizzazz. And they're not giving me pizzazz. I can't cheer for a team that's not giving me pizzazz. I want pizzazz.
Okay, let's be clear about one thing. No one's asking you to cheer for this team.
But what if I want to cheer for the team? I want to cheer for teams.
You're not going to cheer for another NFC team.
I cheer for teams. I cheer for football. I love football.
Yep.
I'm a football guy on the football field with football.
Yeah.
I love it.
You're actually.
And I love to cheer. And when, as long as the NFC team is not playing another certain NFC team.
Yeah.
We don't need to mention who. No. But as long as they're not playing, I'm going to cheer for that team. I'm going to. That's what I do.
Jordan had a hard time understanding how much I was looking forward to the Rams game this weekend. Whom did the Rams play? I don't recall.
St. Louis.
It was the Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
Okay,
yes.
So there you go. I looked forward to this game. Why? Because I wanted to see them improve, and I did. I wanted to see teams that have been things that you wipe your bottoms with. Turn into respectable NFL franchises again.
Yeah,
I wanted to see that, and it was cool to see them moving in the right direction.
Can you explain to me how Buffalo put up 34 on the Colts?
Dude, it was just one of those things. It was just one of those things were not working. Peyton was completely out of rhythm. Completely out of rhythm. Yeah. And it's just you have those off days.
See,
which is why you got to be a great team, Steven. You have to be a great team because you're going to have bad days.
So bad teams. I will agree with you, Jeffrey. No one is asking me to cheer for this team.
Thank you.
I just cheer. And I'm not going to cheer for something that doesn't is no pizzazz.
The burner Michael Turner is something else.
Well, he better be good because I was forced. And I mean forced. Literally, someone put a gun to my head and said, you're going to take Michael Turner.
It was not loaded.
Oh, but still, the gun to your head makes you think you better do it.
It wasn't loaded. Okay, it was loaded, but there was not a bullet chambered. Okay, it was chambered.
Anyway.
But I didn't have the hammer back.
There you go.
Okay, the hammer was, but my finger was not on the trigger. Yeah. It wasn't. And as long as it's not on the trigger, nothing bad can happen.
So literally, I had to take him in some leagues, and he better produce. That's all I'm saying.
I hope you handcuffed him with a little Snelling.
No Snelling salts.
You did not handcuff him?
No Snelling salts.
What pick did you take him with?
If Turner dies on the football field.
If the burner flames out.
I've got other options.
I got other options. You're such a good fantasy football owner.
I'm not going to be pinning my hopes on a Snelling.
Or pining your hopes.
Yes.
Okay, fascinating fantasy football note here.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I was... So this came directly from Peter King, who actually gave some fantasy football advice on his Monday Morning Quarterback column this week. Because he just... And he doesn't play. I asked Peter about that specifically, if he plays fantasy football. He says, no, he plays fantasy baseball. He's always played fantasy baseball, just always will, and has never gotten into fantasy football. But he looked up the numbers. What are the numbers? There are 300 million people in the United States of America.
Yes.
Approximately half of those are men, correct?
Okay.
So that's 150,000 men.
150 million
men. Yes. How many of those men play fantasy football?
10 million.
100 million.
It's like 8%.
It's more than 10%.
So okay.
It's right around 10%.
So that would be
1.5 million.
That would be 15 million.
15 million. Yeah, 15 million. Yeah, it was actually more than that. It was like 30 million.
So that's 30%.
30 million. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, the numbers of, and which is why we say, guys, if you didn't get in one of our leagues, just go join one, start one with your friends.
Yeah.
Play. It's fun.
Jordan won't let me in his fantasy football league.
Of course he's not going to let you in his league. It is for sophomores and juniors at Maranatha only.
He's having a hard time filling the league.
He's got 4 spots left.
Well, that's a hard time. The season starts in 2 weeks, baby.
And Jordan will work it during lunch and snack time at school.
Get him on the phone. He's in school right now. He's got a phone. I could text him.
He's not supposed to text during school. He goes to a college preparatory school.
It's not good that I kind of...
There's somebody walking around that will cut your hair with scissors if it touches your collar.
Really?
If you're a guy. Yes. Wow. This is a diehard place.
I don't want to go to that school.
Have you seen the school? Have you seen?
I don't want to go.
It's
that
a beautiful school.
Yeah,
it is a beautiful school, and he's getting a great education. All
right, so we both like the Atlanta Falcons. You think they'll get 10?
You got,
I got
them at
9.
You got them at 9, and I think that they didn't need to make a lot of moves in the offseason. And so they're right where they should be, and they're poised for a good season. I like their schedule. I think it is a favorable schedule. They've got some of the more difficult games at home, and their road games are not that difficult either. I mean, they're at St. Louis, at Tampa Bay, at Seattle. And Seattle, I actually had them losing, okay? Which, because Seattle, I think, may end up surprising some people.
Yeah, Seattle's
going to
be pretty good.
I really do think that they've turned things around a little bit up there. So, that being said, we like Atlanta. We think they've improved by not doing a lot, basically. And they've got more experience, and I totally believe in Matt Ryan.
All right.
So, there you go.
All right, well, that brings us to the Carolina Panthers.
I think something needs saying before we get too deep into this, and that is that all these comments assume that there's not a lot of injuries. Because,
yeah,
well, there are very few teams that can absorb a lot of injuries. And that is, I mean, and I just, Seattle got me thinking about it, Buffalo got me thinking about it and stuff. And these are teams that have just been down on their luck for a long time, and injuries have had a huge part to do with that.
Yes, yes. When we make a prediction, this team's going X and Y.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yes. Generally, they're going to stay healthy. The key components will be there.
Yeah, which, I mean, again, Pittsburgh Steelers last season, you know, who could have known that Troy Polamalu was going to go down and the devastating effect that that one...
First game of the season, dude.
The Madden curse. How's Drew Brees going to do this year? I'm hoping and praying for that boy.
But right now, I'm telling you, you couldn't pay me enough money to put me on the cover of the Madden curse.
Well, you're clumsy enough as it is. You don't need extra like curses hanging over you to make you get hurt.
I'm serious. I'm just mad. You can't put me on that cover, man. You couldn't pay me enough money. And Fitzgerald, it's still trying to get him.
It is. It's chasing him. It's a curse that chases
like,
you.
I missed you last year, buddy. I'm coming after you.
He got nicked last year.
He got nicked
early,
a little bit.
And he got nicked.
So it's coming. It's coming for him.
But Steven, as I want to point out,
yes,
nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina for a Panthers football game.
I love that. We haven't played no.
I know we haven't done
fight songs in a long time.
We're
bringing them back.
There's listeners, Steven, that have no idea about the fight song challenge.
Oh, you new listeners, we got to get you involved, people.
We must.
All right, so yeah, I'm not feeling this team either.
But Steven, this team is significantly better for one reason.
They don't got no Jake DeLome.
There you go. That makes them a much improved team.
Jake DeLome must go home.
Jake DeLome home again. Home alone
again. He looked pretty home again in Cleveland, though.
Fine. If a change of scenery is what he needed, so be it.
Yeah.
Because, again, we wish good things on players and organizations and things.
Oh,
but what are you winning on? Just the fact that they only managed 3 points against the Jets?
I'm looking at the beginning of their schedule, and it is
a difficult schedule.
It's, you know, you got to open the season in New York against the Giants, opening their new stadium, and
you don't have a chance to win.
Then you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which, you know, it's a division rival, so it's going to be some fireworks there. But then you got Cincinnati, New Orleans. You could be 0-4 going into hosting Chicago Bears.
But the thing is, they're 0-5
going into your bye week.
They're at home against Cincinnati. Carolina, I have them dropping off a game. They finished last year 8-8, and I've been finishing at 7-9. But I do have them beating like the Bengals at home, which is going to be a brutal game. I can't wait to see that game.
They ain't beating no Bengals at home.
Well, I think they can.
I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
They ain't beating no Bengals at home. You might just change it on your little sheet right now.
I'm not changing my little sheet.
I'm giving you one pick right now. I'm giving you one. So you can start off equal with me on equal footing. Change it right now on your sheet. I want you to do well this year. I want you to compete.
Hang on. My picks mean everything to me. They mean more than my children mean to me.
Okay.
That's not a statement of dissing on my children. It's a statement of how much my picks mean to me.
I know how much they mean to you. I'm giving you one.
And, Steven, am I good at making picks?
You're good.
Am I very good?
You're good.
No. Am I very good?
What is very good compared to what?
Compared to other pundits who make picks publicly.
Sure, you're very good.
Okay, am I well above average and bordering on excellent at making picks?
You're well above average.
Thank you. Now, are you better? Yeah, you're the best. So,
I'm giving you
so
one.
So coming in second place to you is not shameful.
I'm not saying it's shameful.
I don't need to be first.
But I'm giving you one.
I just
want
to beat most everybody by a lot.
I'm just giving you one.
I don't need your help. All I will evaluate. And these also, next week is going to tell us a ton.
A ton.
And I believe this Cincinnati Bengals, 5,280 pounds.
Are you sure about that?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
But it's a lot.
Because that's not what it is.
Well, then why did you ask me if I'm sure? Since you don't clearly know.
I knew it was I knew it was a lot.
That's all. I know it's a lot.
We'll find out now.
You are so weird.
Why?
You're so weird.
But talk to me about why you think that they have a shot.
It's 2,000 pounds a ton. Ha, beat you.
Actually, it's 2,240.
I was being approximate. All I didn't want to
I'm giving you the exact.
And that changes
2,240 pounds is a ton. There you go.
And there's a ton of problems with the Cincinnati Bengals. They are the most gifted bad team I can think of.
Okay.
They play phenomenal defense. And they
Based on what I've seen so far, I would allow you to make that
assessment.
Comment.
Thank you.
In that assessment. But I think it's
they
the
better
wrong
show
assessment.
Me a lot this
they
week.
They don't need to show you anything in preseason.
They do.
The Raiders are 2-0, and last year they were 4-0, and they didn't get dude jack. Don't put so much emphasis in it. And every year we argue about this. Don't put so much emphasis.
I don't put it in the wins and losses.
It's not just in the wins and losses. In what you see on the football field.
I
and
look
I think
at route
Tony
running.
Romo,
I look at lines.
Tony Romo and even Matt Leinart, for as bad as he played last night, I'll give him some credit. You can't really look at that offense, what happened to them last night, and say that was awful. Of course it was awful. They were getting blitzed every day.
They were trying to be awful.
Running backs weren't blocking the people they were supposed to be blocking. And just like Tony said, when the Cowboys, everybody was like, well, the Cowboys aren't scoring touchdowns in the red zone. We aren't trying to score touchdowns right now.
My question is, can you move the ball at will? Can you? Yes or no?
I think that there are some things that offenses and defenses try to do in the preseason to get their players ready for the season.
I don't disagree with that. I don't care about your stats. I don't care about wins and losses in the preseason. What I care about is what my eyes see, which is primarily, my eyes are almost exclusively, Stephen, focused on the lines, the offensive and defensive lines, seeing who's playing with proper technique. Steven, those are the things that I look at. And the teams that are really sloppy in technique, I assume are going to be sloppy once the season starts.
Yeah, but the sloppiness is coming right now from getting the blitz that you're not anticipating seeing. And why are you not anticipating seeing that blitz? Because you didn't game plan
for it. You didn't game plan
for
the blitz. I understand that. That is one game. And I'm talking about what I've seen from the Cincinnati Bengals is an entire offense that
they
doesn't...
They moved up and down on the Denver Broncos.
They
the only defense they've struggled with this preseason is the Cowboy defense. And I suspect a lot of people are going to struggle playing the Cowboys defense this year.
Okay. Right now we're talking about the Panthers.
Okay. But
and
I'm
saying why
you.
I think that the Panthers can probably eke out a win at home against this team.
Okay.
That's not a stupid thing to say. And I appreciate you giving me the love to make my pick so much better by changing and flipping on this one pick. I'm going to pick a Cowboys game that you should flip on during the season, and you won't, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
But there's not anything invested for me flipping a Cowboy pick. There's some things invested. You don't care about either of these teams.
That's right. I care about my pick.
There you go.
I care about my picks.
Okay.
And I got them winning week 3 at home against the Bengals.
Okay.
And I got them losing next week at New Orleans. I got them beating the Bears. I got them beating the Niners because they're at home. If those games were switched, I wouldn't necessarily jump on those as W's. The Bears, I probably would, because the Bears don't have a clue what they're doing right now. That's a scary situation. Man, we didn't even talk about the contract extension given to former Chicago Bear quarterback.
Denver Bronco quarterback.
It wasn't that significant
Kyle
of a
Orton
news story.
Is now guaranteed through 2011, the season that may not happen.
Better
so,
news stories.
Anyway, there was. But I'm just saying, there's so much news that there's all the stuff we left out is a whole other show. So,
The Carolina Panthers, as Peter King told us, are going to be a fun team to watch. They're not going to be competitive in this division. And
I got them 7-9.
I don't think that. I think that's far too many.
All right. Give me a number.
I can't give you a number.
Okay.
But I will when it comes time to give predictions.
All right.
But no.
So talk to me about their moves.
Well, they did have a semi-busy offseason. Brian Witherspoon was one of the big names, the Detroit cornerback that they brought over. Wallace Wright, wide receiver from the New York Jets. They brought over in free agency defensive back Marcus Hudson from the San Francisco 49ers. Aaron Francisco from the Indianapolis Colts. All acquisitions that they made this offseason. They didn't lose much other than, of course, the big Peppers man. He went to Chicago. And defensive tackle Demone Lewis went to the New England Patriots.
Case, we went through an offseason interesting thing with Steve Smith saying that he was done being a number one.
Yes, yes.
And he's ready to play the number two role
okay.
at wide receiver.
Who's going to be number one, though, Steve?
Well, that's my question for you, Steven. What do you think of that?
What I think he's on drugs. I'm sorry. I think
he's not abusing any substances, flour or Jolly Ranchers.
None of the kind. But there is some weird thinking going on there that you, who have been the number one wide receiver for such a long time, can then just step up and say, you know what, I'm done being the number one.
Dwayne Jarrett, you're now the number one. Congratulations.
Who?
Dwayne Jarrett.
I mean,
from
I know.
I know. We watched
who
him play.
He is, yes, but I'm like, who?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Who else?
Brandon LaFell.
Yee.
Kenny Moore.
You.
Dexter Jackson.
Yee.
Come on. There's got to be somebody in here. Charlie Martin out of West Texas A&M.
No, not
so much. Yeah. So Matt Moore's going to have a difficult time. He's going to definitely need Steve Smith to continue to play the role of being the number one receiver. But fortunately, this is a running team.
This is Dwayne Jarrett's fifth season, so I will expect to see something out of him.
More.
Brandon LaFell is the rookie that they're very, very high on. They really like this kid.
Higher on him than Jimmy Clausen.
Clausen's got some stuff to learn.
He's got a lot to learn, but that's why they brought him in. He's got toe injuries now, so it's not even going to be relevant.
Dante Rosario, the tight end, is going to have to, you know, be step it up a little bit. Jeff King, if he can avoid injuries, Jeff's been a really good tight end, but he's been injured a lot lately. So just their offense, I'm not in love with it. They're going to require D'Angelo Williams
and Jonathan
Stewart
to do what they
to
do.
Run the ball.
Get those 1,000 yards each.
But
Steven, they've got a phenomenal look. With their setup to run the ball.
Five wins, maybe six.
With Ryan Khalil there at center and what's his name? Wharton at guard. They've got a really nice run up the middle or even run these guys. Because remember, Williams and Stewart both catch really, really well also. So although Smith is not going to stop being the number one wide receiver out there, there's a lot of passing that Matt Moore is going to do. They do a lot of stuff with motion.
I double Steve Smith, and I put the other nine guys in the box.
To stop
the run.
Yeah.
And then people are like, well, what about the other wide receiver? Don't even cover.
So you wouldn't even put a man on Dwayne Jarrett, the man that we saw play years ago at Desi. And
he's got
he
the
really
case
good.
Of the dropsies.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Dropsies!
He's got the Roy Williams syndrome. I get to the ball, and then I don't know what to do.
He's
with
there.
It.
He's
yeah,
there.
He
a lot.
Runs
he's running
great
the right
routes.
But just, you got to catch the ball, dog.
Yeah.
There's big boys here. You've been in the league 4 years, man. Come on. Step it.
Stib it.
No, I suspect that they will step up. Defenses. Now I'm talking. Mm-hmm. Defenses will step up. They will put a focus on stopping the run. And if they eliminate D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart, and they force the Carolina Panthers, and force Matt Moore to be the guy, the Panthers will fail.
My biggest problem, my biggest concern with the Carolina Panthers is their ability to stop the run on defense. This is a team that has to do better than last season's 125 yards a game because of a couple reasons. One,
time of possession.
Yeah.
Matt Moore, then that puts so much pressure on him with the few possessions he's going to get on offense to make those plays, and that's too much pressure for an unproven quarterback. And then you've got the fact that why throw the ball if I can run on you all day long? Mm-hmm. And they just eat up the clock and keep you off the field altogether and wear you down. And that is the problem.
John, did you see the incredible Mr. Fox?
Actually, I did. Jordan made me rent it.
You did?
Jordan made me rent it.
I was just making a goof there. You actually saw it?
I did. It was a weird, funny movie.
Okay, I've not seen it.
So, well, then what the Sam Hill are you doing asking me if I've seen it?
Because I'm not. That title does in no way, shape, or form talk about John Fox. Okay.
Oh. Huh.
The incredible Mr. Fox.
I got. John Fox. So you didn't want me to actually go to the movie. You didn't want me to get sidetracked with that.
Because it's
you
not,
just want to talk about John Fox.
Right.
And
it's not
to make a
incredible.
Wordplay.
It's this. The,
got it.
The movie.
Forget the movie.
The incredible Mr. Fox.
It's quirky,
Fox.
Weird, funny, but that's not the point at all.
No. And it's not. He's not really incredible right now. He's actually on the hot seat.
John Fox is on his way out. But
as a matter of fact,
the
hot seat is so hot.
He will not live through it.
Well, not just that. He may burn his pants. Burn pantalones.
I think he makes it through the season unless they literally cannot win a game before the bye. Fox will make it through the season. He will be let go, and he will be one. I think he'll be the first coach grabbed up in the offseason because I think he is respected enough around the league.
I don't know.
But it is going to be a long season for Carolina. I've got him at 7 wins. Steven's not sure. He'll let you know in a few weeks.
I think that's being generous. But
it's
okay.
A game's fall off from last year's 8-8.
Let's hit bang and bring the defending Super Bowl champion, New Orleans Saints.
Bing, bing. What is not to like about them Saints? Who dat?
We are the champion.
Who dat?
We are the champion.
Who dat say they're going to beat them Saints? Who dat?
They gained over 400 yards in a preseason game against the Texans.
Steven, let me give you their overall rankings, how they finished the season last year.
Yeah.
Okay, passing yards, 4th in the NFL. Rushing yards, 6th in the NFL. Opponents passing, 26th in the NFL. Opponents rushing, 21st in the NFL. This is what you call scoreboard burning up time, okay?
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned shootouts. And no matter what players say about defense winning football games, this was a team that proved that the exception can't be the rule, Mr. Lewis.
Defense wins championships. Oh. Defense. But what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go, we dominate today.
Well, defense, their defense was amazing and was very opportunistic at scoring points and taking the ball away, but they got torched on a lot of big plays.
They did.
You live and die by the blitz, and that is what they love to do on defense.
Man, it's, they're getting hurt. They lost P.J. Hill, a running back, to the season in the game against the Texans. So they're losing bodies. They need to stay healthy.
Yes, part of the reason that they won the Super Bowl last year was their relative health. Relative to other teams in the league, they had very few injuries.
They were pretty healthy. Now, I got to give it to Greg Williams and that defense. They do know how to apply pressure.
Ferocious.
But they need to stop people from scoring.
Yeah, they do.
And the thing about the New Orleans Saints is everybody learns once you win the Super Bowl, everybody comes after you. Everybody comes with their best game. They bring their A game. If you bring your A game, they're going to bring their A-plus game. They're going to get it. I don't care if you're playing the Detroit Lions. They're going to come after you. Now, fortunately for the Detroit Lions, they don't play the Saints.
But the odd thing here, Steven, is that the New Orleans Saints have a New England Patriot kind of schedule where we every year we go, how is it that such a good team has such a wussy schedule? And we look at a team like the Cowboys, we go, why is it that they have such a rough schedule? The scheduling is just the way, there's no favoritism being played. This is all prearranged.
Rotates,
but the way it
year
ends up happening is very odd. And let me give you briefly the Saints' schedule so that you'll understand why I've got them still at 13 wins, just like last year.
Yeesh.
Because of their schedule versus Minnesota. Now, that's going to be one heck of a game. That's Thursday night football to open the season.
But they get Minnesota at home.
They get Minnesota at home. And so I got them with that. San Francisco, Atlanta, Carolina, Arizona, Tampa Bay, Cleveland. Do you realize that they should not have a loss in their first seven games? Then they get the
if they beat Minnesota.
If they beat Minnesota week one. And if they don't beat Minnesota week one, big deal. I think I have them losing one of those games even just for sake of just being realistic. No, I don't. I don't have them losing until week eight when they host Pittsburgh. I have them losing at home to Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers because they're going to lose at some point. So I got them losing then. But, I mean, do you realize I'm giving them losses that they could win if they stay healthy? And this is, and I come up with 13 wins for this team because their schedule is so soft. Carolina, Seattle, Dallas, they may lose to Dallas. They're at Dallas. At Cincinnati, they may lose to Cincinnati. I mean, because it, trust me, with Cincinnati's defense, that's a crapshoot. But then it's St. Louis, Baltimore they could lose, Atlanta, Tampa Bay. This is seriously a 12-4, 13-3 team again. And this is a team that should easily win this division.
I think they'll win the division again. I think 13 wins is too many just because they're going to be getting everybody's best game.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to come out. They actually have some difficult road games.
No, at Dallas, at Cincinnati, at Baltimore.
At Baltimore.
Those three are
at Atlanta.
Brutal.
Atlanta played them tough last year.
I've got them losing to Atlanta.
So,
but not twice, just once.
Right, just once. I see that fine. It's going to be a very interesting for the New Orleans Saints. It's going to be an interesting season just because let's see how now. I think for the last couple of years.
How now, Brown Cow?
Yeah, how now, Brown Cow? I think for the last couple of years, nobody really expected much of the New Orleans Saints.
Nobody expects the New Orleans Saints.
Now everybody's going to expect it.
Everybody expects the New Orleans Saints.
You're not going to creep up and sneak up on people.
No,
and then,
till
the next one where people look up and like, they're 11-0? What?
How about Sam Hill?
What? Have you heard Elena go, what?
No.
She's,
but she would, if you went and got her, she'd do it.
I'm sorry, not Elena. Emma.
Oh, yes, I have heard her do it. I'm like, that's funny. Elena, I can't imagine doing it. So
no, but Emma just all of a sudden. I asked her something the other day, and she just turned around. She goes, what?
She is the creepiest little kid in that she's just so independent.
Oh, man.
She is so fiercely independent.
God. Independent is not. Okay, she will get up in the middle of the night. House is completely dark. She will come and lay down that angel's blanket right there next to my bed and put her pillow down, and she will sleep in it.
That's what I'm saying.
And then I'll wake up in the morning and
I'll step on her.
Like, yeah, I'll be like,
how'd this kid get here?
When did Trisha, she get did here?
I don't know.
And it's like, oh man, she knows that she can't come and wake us up.
That's right.
But
she'll be sent back
to
bed.
She's just comfortable.
I'm a free agent.
I'll sleep on the floor.
You didn't know that she made herself a sandwich on the way here.
No.
She goes in the kitchen and says, what do we got here?
Salmon.
Oh, some carrots. Those would be good. Yeah, I'll have some carrots and some milk, and I'm going to go lay down with mom and dad.
So anyways, 11-0. They're not going 11-0. They're not going 10-0 this year. Someone's going to sneak up and bite them. And I think they have to remain healthy, and they can't really afford any more running back injuries, man. They are taking hits at the running back
position. They're a little thin. I'll give you that.
But I think they're going to be okay. I think they'll win the division again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem seeing that. Mm-hmm. I have a problem seeing them win 13 games. I think that's a little high.
Any major moves?
I really
would like to see Shockey stay
healthy.
They lost
running back Mike Bell. He went to Philadelphia.
Ding, ding.
Mike Bell. They brought in defensive end Alex Brown from the Chicago Bears after the Bears released him. They brought in from Jacksonville linebacker Clint Ingram. From the Chicago Bears, they also picked up Jason Mackey. He's the fullback. And Terrence Metcalf from the Detroit Lions. And they also got Jimmy Wilkerson, a defensive end from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Those are the people that they brought in. Didn't lose really anyone of significance outside of Mike Bell. And on the defensive side, they lost Scott Fajita, their middle linebacker.
Fajitas.
Not Fajita.
I'm so hungry.
Scott Fajita.
Promise we'd be done
outside linebacker.
I promised, and I'm so hungry.
All right.
I'm so hungry.
Will you stop already?
My tummy's growling.
Scott Fajita And he went to Cleveland.
You stop talking about food.
All right, I'm going to stop now. But those are two big names that they lost. So
big.
They certainly helped the team last year. I like the Saints. I don't know what to say.
How do you not?
Other than I have been impressed by what I have seen from Reggie Bush.
Yes.
I think that now that his whole saga with USC and the Heisman thing's still hanging there. Yeah, but you know what? It's over. It's done.
It's more or less in the past.
And I think that, you know, he can move on. You know, the funny thing is, Jeff, if he just paid that dude like the $250,000 or whatever it was that dude won.
The house?
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes away. That guy, he came out and said in an interview, he's like, you know what? If he just paid me what he said he would pay me, I would have never said anything.
And I have a hunch that Reggie has the FU money.
Yeah.
To throw at the nice man.
Yeah.
Who's extorting him. You're being extorted.
Yeah.
But you know what?
But Reggie knew what he was doing.
All the more reason to pay the man.
Right.
And then turn it over to the authorities. I just paid a guy who's extorting me all this money.
Right.
And so I gave him the money, but now you bust his ass.
Yeah. Well, you could do it that way.
I would, because it'd be funny.
But then this story still comes out.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Anyone who didn't think that this story was going to come out and that USC was going to go down hard.
Yeah.
And Reggie wouldn't be dragged underneath with all this because he was the ringleader of this thing.
He was.
Because he was the face of the organization. It's not that he did more than anybody else or anything, and he probably did more than anybody else, but we don't know the details. But he's the face of that. And when he's the face
combined with O.J. Mayo, the basketball star, who also...
That was such a lesser degree.
It was.
Because the number of people that show up to watch SC basketball versus to fill up that Coliseum.
Which, 65,000 for a preseason game between the Chargers and the Cowboys. 65,000, Jeff.
That was fun.
That was loud. I was like, the funny thing, it was loud for both teams.
Yes.
It was loud for both
teams. It was equally loud. That's what I meant
At one point, I heard, let's go Cowboys. And I'm we're in San Diego,
that's
right?
Really loud.
I had to look up to make sure it said Qualcomm on the stadium.
But then Rivers does something great and it gets louder.
It explodes.
Gets louder.
It was like, man, it was really, 65,000. Preseason football dominated again Sunday night.
Of course
it did. It's preseason football.
It was Brett Favre going 3-0.
Would much rather watch that than anything else on television.
That's because it's better than anything else on television.
It's the preseason, dude.
It's football.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we like it. And I know Favre didn't go 3-0. He completed a first down to Adrian Peterson on his opening screen pass. I know that. Okay, so just leave me alone.
All right. Well, I was going to correct you, actually. You corrected yourself. So
self-correcting kudos, Jeff Ellis kudos. Now available at stores.
All right, the final team over here on the NFC South, the Tampa Bay. Or wait a minute.
They are the pirates that don't do anything. I want the real song, actually.
You don't have the thing?
No, I've never had the real song.
Yeah, you had.
Did I?
I lost it last year.
I lost it.
Oh, you know, I'm looking at you like...
Oh,
like
I didn't know you were. I didn't know what this meant. I thought this meant I need a ride. I'm hitchhiking.
No, it means hit it.
I'm like, what the hell are you doing hitchhiking inside
Is
your house?
Better?
If you're hitchhiking, then you should be out on the street.
Is this better? Hit it.
That's better, but that means down. And I'm thinking, what's in the basement that's going to come get me? I get very worried. I worry, Steven.
Hit it. Okay, how about this?
Oh, yeah.
Hit it.
No, if you point to my computer, then I know what you mean.
Okay. Still don't got it? The Pirates Don't Do Anything song.
Dude, I just did a search on my computer to try and find what it is you're talking about because it's moved out of the sound cart because it wasn't relevant.
It's always relevant. With the Oakland Raiders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Here's the way I run my sound cart. As the season moves and comes and goes, sounds get omitted and added to the sound cart. And so as we got into the playoffs, this is a sound cart that's more or less.
I got it all.
I've got Somalian Pirates. South Park. What on earth is that doing in my computer?
Know.
Jordan produces nonsense
we
like...
We drink and we pillage and we do what we please. We get all that we want for free.
That's funnier.
Okay.
Little Cartman there. Little Cartman love.
All right. Pirates Somalian do Pirates. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I suspect...
Wait, I gotta
we drink and we pillage and we do what we please. We get all that we want for free. We'll kick your ass...
I knew South Park, so yeah, I had to. I was on a quick trigger there.
Yeah,
not quite quick enough.
Yeah, not quick enough. Oh gosh, can we go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Sure.
Now?
I thought we did.
We did.
I don't have the pirate song anymore. It's gone. I'll have to just dig like mad.
Thank you. Sorry. The Pirates who don't do anything. The
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a much improved team, just for no other reason than organizational stability. And then they are also blessed with having a reasonably easy schedule, and I believe that they should be able to eke out 5 or 6 wins, which they only got 3 last year.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. What
3 wins, 3-13. Yeah, it wasn't good. Points for 244 points is all they managed all season long. 16 divided by 244, I don't know what that is, but it's not very many. 244 divides by 16, and you come up with a grand total of 15.25 points a game. Friends, that's 2 touchdowns. 2 touchdowns a game don't win you many games. Oh, won you 3 games. And they allowed 400 points scored.
Only
the
Lions at 2-14 and the Rams at 1-15 were worse.
They were 24th against passing, 24th passing, and 23rd running.
All right.
This is out of 32 teams. Your average ranking on offense is 23.5.
Well, they got John Alston from the Oakland Raiders since they
and
were sticking with
the offense.
They were sticking with the Pirates who don't do anything theme.
Thank you.
The Philadelphia free safety Sean Jones from Chicago. They brought in center Donovan Arreola and guard Kendrick Vincent from Carolina. So they did bring some pieces for their offensive line to try and shore it up a little bit.
They did. And here's part of the problem is they didn't have a whole lot to work with. They had a couple of early picks in the draft, and then they kind of had to wait a while.
Right.
But Gerald McCoy is going to obviously be in their starting defensive tackle immediately.
Yes, yes. They also brought in actually lost free safety Will Allen to Pittsburgh.
Steven?
Yes.
Got a question for you.
Shoot.
Where do you think this team ranked in stopping the run?
Well, I would probably say they were like 20th.
A little lower.
A little lower. 25th?
A little lower.
30th?
A little lower.
32nd?
Yeah.
They were dead last?
Yeah. DFL. Dead freaking last.
Yeah.
Dead freaking last. They 100 and nearly 160 yards a game you
they
could run
up
against them on the ground. That's abominable.
And what about passing?
Passing, they were... Well, why would you throw the ball? They were 10th. But, wow. Steven, you don't ever need to throw... What happens when you throw the ball, Steven? How many things can happen?
Yes,
exactly. Yes, you know the spiel. Right. And so you don't. You just run the ball all day.
Well, that's the first thing they're going to have to fix.
Yep. Run defense.
So I suspect Gerald McCoy and Brian Price are going to, you know...
That's the whole point. That's what they've got them in there in those prime positions. They run a 4-3.
Now, I also have heard some good things about Aurelius Benn, the wide receiver they picked up in the second round. So,
oh, let me tell you, Steven, I saw a couple things. First
Did
of
you
all,
see
Mike Benn? Williams.
Oh,
Mike yes. Williams.
No, yes.
Fantasy potential all over the place.
Mike Williams,
wide receiver.
Not the Mike Williams who used to go to USC, who's now playing with the Seattle Seahawks. Mike Williams.
No, this is the Syracuse.
Another
Mike Williams.
Mike Williams.
Okay. Yeah, he is phenomenal.
There's too many Williamses in the league.
And
the Cowboys had 8 Williamses.
They did.
On their and they hit each other, and you were like, oh, Williams knocked out Williams.
Knocks out Williams.
That was pretty funny, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'll give you that much.
Yeah.
So, no, why Mike Williams? Well, that's the rookie from that they picked up in the fourth round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Steven, he has looked so good.
He's performing better than Ben?
Ben Bean? What does that mean?
I don't
get the joke.
B-E-N-N is his last name.
Oh.
But if you look at it closely.
Mr. Bean?
Yeah, but if you look at it from far away, it looks like Bean.
Where is he on the depth chart?
Is he
a wide receiver?
He's a rookie wide receiver, yes.
You know?
He's probably.
Oh, there he is. He's on the other side. It's B-E-N-N, Ben. So it's Aurelius Ben.
Bean. Ben.
Ben.
Ben Bean.
You just have to drag it out. yes, he has been outperforming him in a big way, so much so that he's expected to probably pass, what's his name, for the main wide receiver
what
job.
What is his name?
Oh, come on.
Just give me a second then. Reggie Brown. See, I knew it was R. Brown. I didn't want to say Ronnie Brown because that sounds stupid because he's with Miami. So I'm like, I'm not going to say it. Even if his name is Reggie, I'm thinking of the other guy. So I'm not going to say it until I know for sure. And it was Reggie Brown. But he is, Steven, he really is separating himself out as his ability to stick his toes and things like that, his athleticism, his jumping ability, he's been really, really terrific.
So are we looking at Michael and Mike as your starting wide receivers?
Mike and
Michael,
Mike.
Michael Clayton and Mike Williams? Mike and Mike?
I probably think Stovall's going to get the nod.
No,
he's hurt all the time.
No. Stovall's a no.
You think Clayton's going to be in there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Sammy Strotter's got the edge on him. I even think Ben might have the nod on him.
Ben.
But with Kellen Winslow still doing what he does, I mean, getting banged up a lot and being around the league forever, but still being productive.
Yeah, I remember they brought in Jeremy Stevens to try and help out there at the tight end position. So, Kellen Winslow Jr., please make sure you always say Jr.
Dude, I saw a game the other day where his dad was playing. It was really cool. Yeah, it was really cool.
Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yeah.
I don't see the Bucks. Let me take a gander.
Take a gander at their schedule, Stephen, because it is not an especially difficult schedule.
The gander.
And they have home games. While he's looking, they have home games with Cleveland, Pittsburgh without Ben Roethlisberger, New Orleans. The Rams.
But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised that first week, week one, they host Cleveland. I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns come down and put a whooping on them.
Me neither.
Just because, you know, Mangini's going to be, you know, looking over his shoulder with Holmgren, and it's like, you know, I got to keep my job. And he'll pull out stops. They'll do stuff to be like, wait a minute, it's not week 16. You're not supposed
punt
to.
On third down. Not that
do
kind
stuff
of stuff.
Like that. Yeah, not like, you know. So then they Carolina, Pittsburgh. Then, ooh, they got the early bye. That's
the kiss of death.
Ooh, that's not good. And then the Bengals in New Orleans, and they got the Rams.
They could probably win the Rams at home. Go to Arizona, Steven.
Yeah, Arizona's not as bad as you are making them out to be.
They're god awful. It's only a quarterback. They got everybody else.
You can have it. You're
and
more
a woman's
to
entitled
it.
To her opinion.
And you know, but I do not believe Arizona's going to be that bad. We'll talk about them next week.
Next
How about
week?
That?
I can't wait.
We got two shows next week, by the way.
Oh, no.
You know
oh, no.
Tuesday, Thursday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because Tuesday we got to do the NFC
Wait a minute.
West.
I'm looking at calendar
And then
right now.
Thursday we do our prediction show. And then the following Tuesday, we do the week one preview, and we're on it, baby.
And then we're leaving on a jet plane.
Yes.
We know when
so
we'll be back again.
So starting next week, people.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks or two shows a
two
week?
Two a week. Like two a days. We're making fun with the two a days.
I see. Two shows a week with Jeff and Steven.
Oh, I can't wait. You know, email us this little random thought. There are people that think that it would be simpler to get the show in smaller chunks. Like we might record it as one.
Who said
and then
it?
I've heard from a couple people.
Okay.
And if,
well, see,
if you
once
would like
again,
it in
people
digestible.
Only telling hey. You and Jeff has absolutely nothing to do with the coordinating of putting the show up.
Oh,
so,
yeah, Kenny Man's got a point there. But you're supposed to teach me, the Jedi is supposed to teach me everything this year.
I am.
And then he goes and makes the website harder for me to put stuff up.
It's not harder. There are just certain tags you need to add.
Equals harder. I used to be able to put stuff up not completely correctly, but I could get something up there. Now I'm scared.
Okay.
So what do you got there?
I did wake up this morning. I saw your email. I was like, freaking scared.
Oh, I knew. I was hoping you'd read it before you went to bed because I didn't want you to see that first thing in the morning. I sent Steven.
I went to bed early, man. I was tired. I'll be down.
This article, I couldn't get off my chest, Steven. Sometimes I couldn't get it out of my head. I couldn't get it out of my fingers fast enough. Don't you feel? I mean, that's the point of NFL rants and raves, is it not?
Get it out of my head.
Can't get it out of my head.
You should have just put it up, and then we would have made it prettier this morning.
I didn't know if that was okay. I didn't want to break anything. As I said in my note, I didn't want to break anything.
You won't break anything. Just put it up like you normally do.
And if I can do that, then I will.
I will pretty it up and window dressing it.
Until you can teach me. Because I tell you, I wanted to be the first one up there just to say, hit the panic button in Arizona. just leave them for dead. You've got these great, talented group of people.
You hit the panic button, buddy.
I did, and I wanted to be first. And a couple other people have jumped on the bandwagon,
yes,
including NFL.com.
Yes, I did see that.
It was pretty funny.
I think the Bucs are destined to have a very long season.
But will they get more than the 3 wins they had last year?
4, maybe.
And I said 5 or 6. I really think this is a team that is going to benefit greatly from Raheem Morris's consistent presence there. It's not like they're going to get any ownership involvement from the Gladwell family telling them what to do. They're just going to do whatever they're going to do. And that lets them be an organization that really drives themselves.
3.
Come on. So the Rams.
I'm giving them the Rams, the Lions, and Washington. That's it.
Home versus Seattle. Are you talking about Seattle, Washington?
Washington.
The Redskins. Yeah. Okay, because they host Seattle. Ooh,
you
too.
Know what? No, and they're in Washington, so no. Never
but
mind.
They host Seattle.
Seattle is a good football team.
We're going to talk about them next week.
Yes, we
However,
are.
I don't disagree with you. Okay. I'm just saying that they're at home.
Yeah,
and that is. Look,
Tampa Bay hasn't shown me they're a good football team yet.
They showed me, and I was.
They don't have a running back that scares anybody, which means that defenses are going to come in and they're going to tee off on
Cadillac
Freeman
Williams
and
Josh Johnson and Kellen Winslow and Antonio Bryant and things.
It's gonna be pretty
look,
nasty.
They don't do much on offense. They are the Pirates that don't do anything.
They are.
But I believe that this year they will start to do something. They'll be the Pirates that started to do something. And they will join their other Pirates of the West Coast, and they will be better Pirates.
So you think we're going to have a better class of Pirates?
We will have Pirates that will actually be able
pirates
to
who
read,
try
watch,
to
Jane,
be,
run, Jane, run.
Right.
They'll be reading at about a kindergarten reading level by the
okay.
end of the season.
Just,
which is better than
say,
being illiterate.
Pirates who don't do anything are going to become Pirates who
can kind of
do
something
a little bit, and every once in a while they'll go back to not
they
doing anything.
And
but they'll do some more stuff.
They
later
toilet
on.
Themselves. I mean, that will be a huge improvement.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's it. Where are we at on time, bro? Because I'm starving.
I am. You buying me lunch today?
I will.
All right, cool. Just buy lunch. Excellent. Look, just Cleveland.
How far away?
Cleveland. You know what? I don't in St.
You
Louis,
can't come up with a 3.
I can't come up with 3-2. Is what it's up. Looking like.
I come up with 4-5. 5.
Well, I'm very excited to get to the sheet. Some real
Which,
quick.
By the way, David P., thank you again.
Yes, thank you, David.
And he thinks he can automate it for next year.
Yes.
Where if when I put in a win for the Atlanta Falcons week 2, it'll know whom their opponent is, and it'll put an
loss.
L in for them.
That would be amazing.
A huge time saver.
Yes, it would.
But, and that spreadsheet will be going out to show donors very shortly.
There you go. Show donors.
This week.
You
promise.
You get some stuff.
Promise. You can go in and decide for yourself.
Yeah, I've been looking at some old stuff that we've done, you know, like the International Series and the Jacksonville Jaguar trip where we got the tour of the ship and stuff. I'm getting
awesome.
All those pictures and stuff. I'm going to get some more stuff up there for the show donors. So
I was thinking of something for the San Diego trip where we could put some of the audio clips together from the press conferences that we did and some of the photos that we took and put a little slideshow together.
That sounds good.
And so I was going to do that for show donors.
Clean it up, do it up, and I'll put it up there for you.
I'll do it.
All right.
Put up your audio files from your press conferences.
I will if I know where they are.
But they're on your recorder, Stephen.
Yes, but they've
if
already
I knew where that was.
Put on the computer.
Oh.
I think I left my recorder
Nuh-uh.
In the press room.
Stevie.
I was trying to find Des Bryant.
Oh my gosh.
What?
You left your recorder in the press room?
No, I didn't.
Well, don't
it just
do
made
that
for good
me.
What?
Don't do that to me. Okay, I'm going to leave
Trisha
the people
hates
with this
it.
Story.
Trisha hates
yeah,
what
it's
I
pretty
do
cool.
That.
Well, what, because Stephen, you have a track record of losing things that are important, like wallets.
I haven't done that
in years.
8 years.
Years. Last 8 years.
Okay, 5.
Okay, thank
5.
You.
5 years.
But again, before that, it was off. So it was like, it
well,
not,
I carried
and
around
then,
this huge big thing,
man, purse-ish, merce-ish thing.
So
let me tell
you. Okay, tell
I'm going to tell my quick story from
right,
the press box at Chargers.
Yes.
I'm there. And so inside family joke, Jordan is a huge. Well, everyone knows this is a show.
Now, this is me.
This was
now
funny.
This
was
me.
Funny.
Okay.
So
see?
He's a huge Patrick Willis fan. So I come home from 49ers camp, and I greet my boy, and I said, Patrick Willis says, hey. And I had no idea. When I look at him, I see a man. He's driving a car, Steven.
Yeah.
I don't see a little boy. I see a man. He's 6 foot two. Okay.
He's a big guy.
He's at the gym. He's working out. He's buffed.
Okay.
And he's a pitcher, and he drives a car. I don't see a little boy. And his face lit up like he was five, and it was Christmas morning. Seriously, Dad? I said, no.
Ouch.
He says, you're a jerk.
You
and he punched me in the arm.
You are a jerk, and I'm glad he put. You know what? I just punched you for him.
Me, look, he hits me plenty, okay? And I don't hit back too often. So I think it'd be funny. He also loves DeMarcus Ware. He thinks DeMarcus Ware is pretty terrific.
So Jeff texts
him. So I'm in the press box during the first half of the game, and I text Jordan, and I said, hey, Jordan, D. Ware says, hey. And he texts me back, really? I'm like, unbelievable. I've done this again. I've broken this boy's heart twice, and I didn't mean to. And I wrote, stop it. It's bruised. Stop hitting me.
Good. You needed one more hit.
I don't. And,
you did it twice
and I wrote, no. Are you watching
you
the
game?
You
know what? You're the father who cried wolf. When it actually happens, when you actually are now going to be having a conversation with one of his favorite players, and that player is going to be like, yeah, tell your boy hi.
He hates just about everybody else, so that won't happen. He's such a hater.
And he tell and that person says, well, tell your boy hi. That's pretty cool. And then you're going to say, hey, I was talking. He's not even going to text you back. He's just going to be like,
Brett Favre says, hey. And he's going to be like, shut up.
Shut up.
No, he really did. Shut up, Dad.
Exactly.
I am the boy who cried wolf, but I didn't mean to.
Wolf.
I didn't
mean
to.
Yep.
The first, I thought the Patrick Willis thing,
the first
I
was
kidding.
Funny. The second time.
I didn't think, who's dumb enough to bite on this twice? Especially, again, he's a Cowboys fan, correct?
Children aren't supposed to get lied to by their parents.
That's why I didn't tell my kids about Santa Claus. I let their mother do that. I don't lie to my kids. I goof with them. So here's the deal.
Okay.
So, the point of the thing was I was a jerk again.
Yes,
and that's the story. I'm
you're
a jerk. I'm a jerk.
Jeff's a jerk. And if that's all you found out today, people, that's
you
all
something.
You need to know.
One thing I think.
There you go. Is that's about Jeff. But there you go. That's the NFC South. Bucks, Panthers, Saints.
Our debut on Sky
Falcone
is just a couple weeks away.
Couple weeks away, back on Sky.
And we apologize to those Brits. We had no control over them moving it off of your basic cable package, okay?
Yes.
We had no control over that, moving
we
it to premium.
We didn't do anything.
But it's the high def thing, and it costs more money, and so they need you to pay for it.
Yes,
okay?
Yes. And we're going to be in high def.
Well, we're actually going to be upsampled.
Yeah, we're going to be upsampled. We're not going to
be
going to
look creepy, actually.
But can you imagine all of their female presenters in high def?
Hi, Charlotte.
That would be absolutely worth.
That's worth the money.
The money to
the
see
Sky
Charlotte
ladies.
And Georgie and just all of them in high def. It's like they're right there in your house.
Oh.
How you doing?
Nice.
Hey, Charlotte, London International Series. Let's go
Charlotte's
grab
Charlotte's moved on. She's taking the number one seat there.
Really?
She's like, oh,
she did, then
she's
asking
too cool
her to dinner,
for us.
Asking her to dinner is not going to work.
No.
Then. Come on,
and
Charlotte.
You know what?
Have dinner with me. That's strictly platonic anyway.
And Sam moved on. He's doing Soccer Sunday or Soccer
he's
Saturday
He's the
now.
One who kind of comes
he's
out
He's the host.
Of, he jumps out of like a helicopter.
But he's moved up
Have
in the world.
Have you seen the commercial?
No, I still haven't
Sky
seen the commercial.
For Sky and HD? Oh, no. You're a boob.
I do what I'm told.
All right, people, that's all the time we have today. We're going to try and keep it right at 2 hours.
Hungry.
Of course, we didn't succeed. It's 2:02.
Hungry.
But football is here. I mean, week
Yay.
Three of the preseason is what it's all about. That's when people start hitting. I mean, not like they haven't been hitting already. They've been hitting.
They game plan, as we
but
pointed out to
yes,
people.
They're going to game plan. They're going to try and, you know, they make adjustments and strategize at halftime. They come out and they play a third quarter for you. So it's going to be good. And then the fourth preseason game, I don't even know why they have it because nobody plays.
That's
it's
true.
Just a whole bunch of scrubs.
It's worse
playing a whole
than
bunch
the Pro
of scrubs.
Bowl.
Scrubs playing scrubs and you have a scrub game. But then we get to it. And I can't wait. September 9th,
day before
birthday.
Your birthday.
Cannot get
and I
here
got your birthday
soon
present.
Enough. Did you?
Yes, I did.
You got your birthday present this time,
like
too,
it. I actually
quickly.
Did.
Have you read it yet?
Yes, I started.
All right. Cool. Well, this is all the time we have. This is Steven Miranda.
Peace out, Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Good night, people.
Good thing about America is you could always come back next year.